Only products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to HastingsTribune.com. You might see some you like.
It's been 11 years since Hastings College has been able to knock off Morningside, but this year's Broncos have a certain swagger, and you can never count them out.
Hastings has got the ball. Here's Overmiller, stands in the pocket, takes a shot downfield. Noah House grabs the ball.
Goodbye!
40, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown.
Morningside is ranked number one, and it will take near-perfect football to win today's game.
To put it blunt, we got to play perfect. We got to have 11 halves of the ball, and we got to go. Play fast. We have to dictate the tempo, and we have to reload to the next one.
It's the Hastings College Broncos and the Morningside Mustangs, and it's on 1230 KHAS. Let's take you out to Lloyd Wilson Field, where Mike Will and Jim Purcell are standing by.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to Hastings College football here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. A picture-perfect Saturday afternoon here as the Broncos get set to take on number one-ranked Morningside action today in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you this afternoon. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside. Morningside currently 4-0 in the season. They are 3-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. This team has actually destroyed their first four opponents this year. Open up the season with a 56-14 win over Valley City State, came back to open up the conference season on the road and beat Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 83-19. They returned home to play Dort College and beat them 72-2. Then last week they were at home as they beat Midland by 40, 68-28. The Hastings College football team, they are currently sitting at 2-2 in the season, 3-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings opening up this season with a 40-point win on the road at Kansas Wesleyan, 61-21. Hastings coming back and opening up the conference season with a 48-43 win over Concordia. Then lost two games in a row, losing to Doan 28-24, losing to Dakota Wesleyan 34-31. And last week up in Vermilion, South Dakota, outscoring Briarcliff by a score of 59-46. So it's number one-ranked Morningside in Hastings College here this afternoon. Jimmy, as we take a look at this ball game, I'll tell you what, it's going to be a tall task this afternoon for Hastings College, but stranger things have happened. That's why we play the game, and this afternoon we are playing to win this football game here this afternoon.
Well, and we've talked about it week in and week out. It doesn't matter whether it's on the midget football ranks to the NFL ranks. Anybody can beat any given team on any given day when they take the field. That's why we exactly right, why we play the game. Yes, Hastings College is a huge underdog in this game. Yes, the numbers are very impressive. The Morningside has put up. But, hey, we put up some great numbers as an offensive team this season long. The defense has been a little suspect. They've given up some big plays. They've given up a lot of yards, which doesn't bode well against this high-powered offense that Steve Ryan will have on the field today. But anything can happen. But it will take as I think Tony said, perfect games are in baseball. They're not in football. But it's going to take a pretty much a mistake-free, very well-played football game today for Hastings to win.
Hastings coming off with their win last week over Briarcliff, 59-46. Matt Overmiller had a good ball game up there in Vermilion. He accounted for 339 yards of total offense in that ball game, 234 yards passing and 105 yards rushing. That might be the key for us this afternoon is what type of game that Matt Overmiller has here this afternoon.
Well, it really will, and Matt shows that he's got some tremendous speed once he gets flushed out of the pocket, but he'll be going against some defensive speed as well that's going to match up equally as well for him. But Matt is pretty much a dual-threat quarterback, second in rushing for Hastings College here today, and right now we will pause for the playing of the national anthem.
Thank you.
Welcome back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field as we get set for football action here this afternoon. Number one ranked Morningside in Hastings College. Unfortunately, this game was scheduled for the week when the students are all gone. Students are on break here for the next week or so. So no band today and no student body section. Going to have a great crowd, but the students and the rowdies are not here this week. And that's kind of unfortunate because this is a big football game here this afternoon.
Well, it really is. The intensity level and the student section usually gets the team juiced up right down in front of them. Going to be kind of a quiet atmosphere. I remember last year when they played on fall break, it was almost like a morgue in here. And, boy, it's very quiet right now with not having any band or anything. So hopefully the fans can get the players juiced up. But before we took the break there, as I was talking, you know, Matt Overmiller is the real trigger man for this Bronco football team via his arm and his legs. And if there's one link, and I think we talked about it earlier today, if there's one link that is kind of linked for the Morningside defense, they have given up some passing yards to their opposing teams. Although it hasn't been much, but there is one area there, and Matt is a very good passer. I think it's not going to be so much a stretch in the field with their secondary and the speed they have back there, but I think the short little flare passes our wide receivers block very well. Get them out on the edge, get them one-on-one, and see what happens here today.
I think I brought up to you a little while ago that I think Hastings has to have something good happen early in this football game to give them a little confidence, and it doesn't have to be big. It's maybe a stop on defense that we stop Morningside from going up and down the field. Maybe a consecutive first downs, maybe Hastings scoring first in this ball game today. I think that's going to be important for us. Hastings needs something good to happen early in this football game today.
Well, and it is, and so many times we have had this team and pretty much gone up to Sioux City. Five out of the last seven meetings have been in Sioux City, so it's a big plus to have Morningside travel all the way down here. I thought Morningside got new uniforms, and then you and I were talking, heck, we haven't seen them in their away uniforms. Usually it's all maroon for the Mustangs. But, yeah, something big. They can just ill afford to get down by a couple, two, three touchdowns, and we have seen it so much, so fast. This Morningside team can score quick, and they can score from whether it be the kickoff return, punt return, quarterback, running back. They've got so many weapons out there. I think it's big, just baby steps as this game progresses today.
All right, we'll get you the starting lineups today, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings on offense will go with Matt Overmiller at quarterback today, 6'3", 195, a senior out of Adams Central. Romero Flores will get the start at tailback today. Flores, 5'10", 185, a sophomore out of San Bernardino, California. Caleb Kufo will be your fullback, 5'9", 185, a senior out of Bishop Newman. The Z wide receiver will be Austin Curley, 6'2", 180, a junior out of Round Rock, Texas. The tight end will be Jordan Wallman, 6'3", 215, a senior out of Beatrice. Noah House will be your X wide receiver, 6'4", 205-pound sophomore from Nebraska Kearney. At center today will be Landon Arnold, 5'11", 275, a junior out of Millard North. At left guard is going to be Sam Morris. He is in for the injured Tyler Schuster here today. Morris is a 6'3", 265-pound redshirt freshman out of North Platte. The other guard is Mark Nellis, 5'10", 245, a sophomore out of Millard West. At left tackle will be Tanner Paxton, 6'5", 280, a senior out of Lincoln North Star. And the right tackle will be Stephen Dunham, 6'2", 260, a junior out of Oklahoma City. Hastings on defense this afternoon, the three down linemen. Joe Talaki, 6'1", 245, a redshirt senior from Riverside, California. Nathan Willey, a 5'11", 260-pound senior from Castle Rock, Colorado. And Darren Colquitt, 5'11", 255, a junior out of Oklahoma City. The five linebackers today for Hastings, Eric Wiley, the leading tackler on the team. Wiley, 5'11", 200-pound senior from Eagle, Idaho. Travis Agaga, after missing last week with an injury, is back in the starting lineup here today. Agaga, 5'11", 200-pound freshman out of Gretna. Tennessee Eo, at linebacker, 5'9", 175, a junior from Denver. Kelly McBride, 5'10", 195, a sophomore from Austin, Texas. And Quincy Johnson. Johnson, 5'9", 220, a senior from Oklahoma City. And Hastings in the defensive secondary today, Josh Johnson, at corner, getting a start today for Tony Harper's defense. 5'10", 165, a sophomore from Mesquite, Texas. Also Jacob Tarr, 5'11", 175, a freshman from Chaparral, Colorado. And Alex Gilden, 6'2", 175, a redshirt junior from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. We'll check the starters from Morningside right after this.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
All right, here's your starting lineups for the number one ranked Morningside Mustangs this afternoon. Ryan Kasdorf will be their quarterback, 6'1", 210-pound senior from Newhall, California. At running back will be Brandon Weger, 5'11", 210-pound junior from Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. Kendall Linneman will be your fullback. He's actually what they call a J-back in this offense, 6'2", 195-pound junior from Ethan, South Dakota. The split end, a good one, Devin Thomas, 5'10", 190, a senior from Council Bluffs. John Hoswald will be your tight end, 6'1", 220-pound junior from Sioux Center, Iowa. And your flanker is going to be Jason Vanderkooy, 6'2", 185-pound sophomore from Merrill, Iowa. At center today for Morningside will be Jackson Steinberg, 6'2", 295, a junior from St. Ansgar, Iowa. Your guards today will be Joe Brummer. Brummer's 6'2", 250-pound junior from Harlan, Iowa. The other guard will be Chad Willer, a 6'3", 245-pound sophomore from Lawton, Iowa. The left tackle will be Blake Frank, 6'2", 275, a sophomore from Mapleton, Minnesota. And the right tackle will be Jeremiah Bach, a 6'4", 290-pound freshman from Cherokee, Iowa. Morningside on defense is a very good defense as well. Darius McMullen will be a down lineman, 6'2", 275, a senior from Helena, Alabama. Devin Groenhagen is the other down lineman, 5'11", 255, a senior from Lamars, Iowa. And Luke Gibbs, 6'2", 220, a sophomore from Maxwell, Iowa. Linebackers will be Bryce Bostwick, 6', 200-pound senior from Lincoln East. Ethan Stofferman, a 6'3", 225-pound junior from Sibley, Iowa. Zach Schlager, 6'2", 220-pound junior from Wesley, Iowa. And Logan Gibbs, 6'2", 200-pound senior from Maxwell, Iowa. And the defensive secondary for Morningside, Xavier Spain, 6'1", 175, a freshman out of Lakeland, Florida. Taylor James, 5'9", 185, a sophomore from Westfield, Iowa. Jesse Henricks, 5'10", 180, freshman from Little Rock, Iowa. And Chad Berg, 5'11", 185, a freshman from Baldwin City, Kansas. Starting lineups today are brought to you by 5 Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe, Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So it's Hastings and Morningside here this afternoon. The other games going on in the conference today. Concordia is playing in Lincoln against Nebraska Wesleyan. Doan is up in Mitchell, South Dakota to take on Dakota Wesleyan. Morningside here against Hastings. Dort playing a non-conference game today against Trinity Bible College. That one kicking off at 1 o'clock today. Had an early start on one game. It was over in Orange City. Northwestern is taking on Briarcliff today. And Northwestern in the third quarter is leading Briarcliff by a score of 31-0. So 31-0, Northwestern has got the lead over Briarcliff. Obviously, the alarm clocks have not gone off for Briarcliff as they had an 11 o'clock start today over in Orange City.
Well, we got to see Briarcliff in action last week, and they're very susceptible to give up a lot of yards and a lot of scores, but that is a good Northwestern team. You look at this GPAC conference, and it's really been since the departure of Sioux Falls in, a few years back, they moved up into the Division II ranks. Morningside has really got to carry the torch and taken things over where Sioux Falls had dropped off. Northwestern is always, year in and year out, a very good football team. And then it's kind of like the rest of the conference, and that's kind of where Hastings lies with the likes of Doan, Dakota Wesleyan. So it's just it's a tough, tough conference. Usually one or two teams out of this conference gets into the national playoffs, and this is a team in Morningside that's really looking to get back into the national limelight again and compete for a championship.
Choice in the second half. You want the ball? You want to defend that in? Yep, switch around.
Oh, we had the flip of the coin
Hastings
here.
Hastings College will receive in the north end zone. Shake hands and good luck, men.
That's the meeting out in the center of the field. Hastings College is going to get the football first. So, obviously, the Broncos need to get something together here, Jimmy, on this opening drive, I think, to really give them some confidence in this football game.
Well, they really do. And you and Tony talked in the pregame show, and it's going to be very important that the Broncos are able to get the ground game established. Although it's going to be very, very difficult, this is a defensive team on the Morningside, only giving up 42 yards on the ground. They have only allowed three running backs in over 100 yards in the last 47 contests they have been in. Last week, the Midland University running back was able to run over the 100-yard mark, but this is a defense that is very, very good. Looking at their starting lineup, though, one thing maybe Hastings College can do, they got a lot of speed in that defensive secondary, but, boy, they're as young as we are back there, starting one sophomore and three freshmen in that defensive secondary for Steve Ryan. So we'll see what the Broncos have in store for Morningside. Going to be Darvante Knight, also Jake Fowler back deep for Hastings College. They will travel left to right here as Morningside kicking team not yet taking the field.
It's been a while since Morningside has lost a regular season ball game. We had to do some digging today. It's been a while since they've lost a regular season game. The losses they have had has been in the playoffs, and that's far and in between.
Yeah, they really have. The regular season record for Morningside the last 31 games, they've just won 30. They're 30-31, and in 2011, their only conference loss in those 31 games was to Nebraska Wesleyan, and that was in Sioux City. That's a tall order they're playing up there at Sioux City. But this is a team that in 2012 played in the championship game. They lost to Marion University, and they've been conference champs, a slug. They were conference champs 04, 05, 2011, 2012, 2013, and they're looking for 2014 and another berth to the NAIA championship game.
Here's a Zach Decker. He's going to kick off here. It's going to be a short kick. Hastings is going to field this baby at the 20-yard line. On the far side, out to the 25, and that's where Hastings will start. So they fail to kick it to the deep man, and Hastings brings the ball back. Returning the ball there for Hastings College was Quincy Johnson. Quincy Johnson, a defensive guy, bringing the ball back there for the Broncos. And now Hastings has got the ball first down and 10 at the 25-yard line. Might hear a little bit more out of the sound system today than you would normally hear on a regular day. Again, the band is not here. They're on break. And the student body section not here. They're on break as well. So Hastings College and Morningside squaring off here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Overmiller. He's going to run a quarterback keeper, and he's not going to go anywhere. He's going to be stopped right there at the line of scrimmage. You mentioned the defense for Morningside. They don't give up a lot on the defensive side of the ball rushing the football.
No, they don't. Just 42 yards to their opponents. They do give up around 200 yards of passing to their opponents, 342 yards of total offense. But I think it's very important that Hastings tries to get some sort of running game established here today. You can't throw the football all day long against this Morningside defense.
Second down and 10 yards to go. The ball is sitting right at the 26-yard line. As Overmiller again hands the ball away, that's going to be Romero Flores. He jumps outside to the 30, out to the 34-yard line. Romero Flores carrying the ball there, nearly broke that baby loose. Well, a tackle on the play there by Logan Gibbs, the outside linebacker for the Morningside Mustangs. And now Hastings looking at a third down situation here. Third down and about 3 yards to go. As Hastings has moved the ball out here to the 33-yard line, just a first down here, guys. That's all we need to get started. Overmiller hands the ball away to the Romero Flores, and he's going to be stopped short. A loss in the play back here to the 34-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Logan Gibbs again, the outside linebacker for Morningside. And now Hastings looking at fourth down. Actually, they give him forward progress to about the 35-yard line. They give him forward progress to the 35, so it's fourth down and a yard here for Hastings College, and the Broncos will have to punt the football away.
Yeah, and here comes the very dangerous return man, the guy we've talked about a lot in the pregame show, Devin Thomas. He can take it to the house in a hurry. He'll stand at about his own 26-yard line.
Buckley gets the kick away. Thomas comes up, signals for the fair catch, and makes it here at the 36-yard line in an altercation here right after the whistle and no flags. I think somebody got into a Bronco defender coming down, knocked him down, but no penalty flags and no harm, I guess. And Morningside will have the football here at the 36-yard line.
That was a dead ball signal for fair catch there, and it was Logan James on special teams for Northwest, for Morningside, came down and blasted a Bronco, but no flag. First possession here for this high-powered Morningside offense.
And they start off with an empty backfield. Four or five wide receivers out here on this pattern here for Morningside in their very first play from the line of scrimmage. There's Kaz Dorphy. Backs up. He throws it down the field. It's caught by Thomas. There he goes. He's at the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5 touchdown.
Unbelievable.
64 yards in the very first play. Ryan Kasdorf goes to his dangerous wide receiver, Devin Thomas. He goes 64 yards for the score, and Morningside is out on top with 13:06 to play in the first quarter.
Eric Wiley on coverage there, and that's just a mismatch there with Devin Thomas. And I don't know defensively who you put on Devin Thomas. He is a speedster. They had five wide receivers out on that pattern. They had the running back over there, and Brandon Wager stuck out to the left side. But again, just good protection in that backfield. And boy, Kasdorf on a roll. That is his 11th touchdown this season.
So here comes the extra point now for Morningside. They draw first blood. They're going to fake it. It's going to be a two-point play here as the guy who is holding the ball comes around the right end. He goes into the end zone. I think he fumbled the football into the end zone, and it's not going to be good, I don't think. There's a big pileup down there. No indication yet from the officials.
Yeah, and I believe the holder that carried the football down on his back in the end zone for Morningside.
So the extra point is no good. The guy who carried the ball was Paul Brown. Paul Brown, who's a backup quarterback, he was the holder, took around the right end. That looked like it was the design play, too, Jimmy. He didn't even hesitate on a two-point conversion try. Now we got an injured player.
Yeah, and they had Wager was in the backfield there. He was on the option. He was the pitch alternative option for the holder here, and I think they're going to get him up off his back here.
Yeah, the guy who is down is the guy who attempted to run that baby into the end zone. So the two-point conversion try by Northwestern is no good. 13:06 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Morningside 6, Hastings nothing.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
Dress up your home in time for the holidays during the autumn clearance sale on now at Furniture Direct. Come see the 8-piece living room group, including sofa, love seat, end table, two lamps, and an area rug. On sale now for only $8.99 complete. Try out a comfortable lay-flat recliner, only $3.99. Take 48 months, no interest, subject to credit approval. Hurry in for the autumn clearance sale at Furniture Direct on South Burlington in Hastings behind Sonic and at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, here's the kickoff from Morningside. Hastings will field this one short across the 30 to the 35-yard line, still on his feet, fighting out to about the 38. That's where Hastings College is going to start. So, again, they failed to kick to the deep man. Kinesi Eo bringing the ball back that time. So, obviously, they don't want anything of Jake Fowler or Romero Flores back there returning kicks. Both times they have elected to kind of squib that ball down the field on a kickoff.
Yeah, he's just purposely bounced it along the ground, and that was Eo that brought the football back. A good, hard, tough run up close to the 40-yard line. Broncos with their second series of downs.
Hastings had a punt after three plays on their initial series here this afternoon. The line of scrimmage is a 39-yard line. Hastings moving from our left to our right here in the first quarter. Overmiller is going to take a shot downfield. A man is out there. Is juggling. It's incomplete. Trying to get the ball to Noah House down the left sideline. It's incomplete. Back there in coverage for Morningside was Xavier Spain. Spain, the freshman out of Lakeland, Florida. Incomplete pass, second down and 10.
Matt kind of threw that one up into this wind, very light out of the south, southeast. Just kind of fluttered up there. Good defensive play by the young freshman.
Got a picture-perfect day. Temperature is at 54 degrees here at game time. There's a handoff to Caleb Kufel as he tries to get outside. Kufel is at the 39 and down he goes. Caleb Kufel trying to beat the Morningside Mustangs to the edge over there and couldn't quite do it. He is knocked down into play. A pickup of 1 yard will give him. Second down, actually third down now it should be. Third down and 9 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is between the 39 and 40-yard line. Morningside out on top of Hastings early in this football game. 6-0, scoring in their first offensive play of the afternoon on a 64-yard touchdown pass. Third down and 9 here for Hastings College from their own 39-yard line. Over Miller and the pistol set here with wide receivers to the right and to the left. Overmiller maybe changing the play here at the line of scrimmage. A long count. Waiting for the snap. He's got it. Backs up. Throws the ball down the right sideline. A man is out there. It's overthrown. Trying to get the ball to Trevor Bazabone down the right sideline. It's incomplete. Back in coverage for Morningside was Chad Berg. Hastings for the second time this afternoon. Three plays and out. They'll have to punt the football.
And Devin Thomas, the guy with the 64-yard touchdown return or reception, goes back deep to return this punt. We talked about him. He is does everything but drive the bus for this Morningside football team. Very explosive. We just seen it offensively. You very well could see it on special teams today.
All right, here's the punt now. It's kind of wobbles down here. It bounces to the 28-yard line, across the 25, out of bounds to the 20. That's a great kick. You don't want to give the guy a chance here. So he kicked the ball out of bounds, and Morningside will have the ball at the 19-yard line. 11:56 to play here in the first quarter as the Morningside offense comes back out on the field. Again, they are very good, number one in the nation in scoring offense, averaging 69.8 points per ball game. Some basketball teams don't even score that. Total offense, the number one in the nation, 663. Number one in rushing offense, 383. And the number two in the nation in passing. There's a handoff and taking the ball to the 25 to the 26-yard line. That's a Kasdorf. He didn't hand off. He just took the ball off the field himself to the 26, where he was crushed there by Eric Wiley. The Hastings College defense, Wiley, the number one tackler on the team here for the Broncos.
Kasdorf can run the football when he gets forced out of the pocket. He's real similar to Matt Overmiller. He's got some kind of sneaky speed as he picks up nearly 6 second down ball at the 25.
They fake the ball to him again. Kasdorf runs the ball across the 30 out to the 32-yard line. That's going to be enough for a first down. Kasdorf doesn't have many rushes. He had 14 rushes in the first four ball games, and now he's rushed it twice here on this particular possession here from Morningside. So it's first down and 10 yards to go for the Mustangs. They're working from our right to our left here in this first quarter of play. The Mustangs have the lead over Hastings by a score of 6-0. Kasdorf in the pistol set here with wide receivers to the left and to the right. And now the running back, Weger, is going to switch over to the right side of Kasdorf. He wants to throw it, throws it out there. It's going to be caught at the 38, across the 40, out to the 43-yard line. A completed pass as they swing it out there. It's going to be grabbed there by Morningside's wide receiver over there. In fact, they got some new boys in there already. That's Michael Whitehead in the ball game there for Morningside, who makes the reception. It's a first and 10 for the Mustangs. They've got the ball here at their own 42-yard line. Handoff now to Weger as he tries to take it up the gut there, and the Broncos waiting for him right there defensively. Good job there. First time that Weger has touched the ball. He's a load, 730 yards he's got so far this season. He's the transfer that they got in from the University of Iowa, and we'll talk about him in a little bit. Second down and 9 yards to go. Hastings College on defense here, trying to stop Morningside. And now we've got a timeout called here. What do we have?
Timeout, Hastings.
Timeout, Hastings College.
So the Broncos want to burn a timeout early in this football game. 10 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score of Morningside 6, Hastings nothing.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 Series Windows and Patio Doors from a brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder that they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series Windows and Doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. BuySquareDeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Coach Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field, Morningside out on top, 6-0. We see Alex Gilden, who was listed as a starter today. In fact, I met with Tony late last night. He was still in the lineup, but Dylan Hill is in his place, and we see Gilden down on the sidelines on crutches. So evidently something happened at practice yesterday. And he's not able to go today, so that's a big blow for the Bronco defense, and that's perhaps where they threw that long touchdown pass in the opening series of the ball game here today. Second down and 9 yards to go for Morningside. They've got the ball at the 43-yard line. It's their own 43. Play-action pass. Kasdorf wants to throw it, throws it down the right sideline. The ball is incomplete. And now we got a penalty flag down. A penalty flag is down on Hastings. Back there was a Jacob Tarr for the Broncos, and we might get hit with a pass interference call here.
There is a flag on the play.
That was a tough one because Jacob Tarr had great position. And the ball was kind of overthrown, so it was really
interference. Defense.
Yeah.
Number 24. 15-yard penalty. Automatic first
that's
down.
That's a tough call. Jacob had a good position down there, and they give a penalty here to Tarr.
He really did. That was Whitehead. He was on coverage with and really had good position. They have really had football opposing teams have picked on Jacob Tarr, just a freshman. He's going to be good when he grows into his position, but he's just pretty green out there for Tony and the defense. But he had great position there, had a hand on the receiver. That probably didn't need to be thrown, but it was. Now they're into Bronco territory at the 42-yard line.
10 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the first quarter. 6-0 is the score of Morningside on top of Hastings here this afternoon. There's a running play. That's going to be a Wager with the ball. Takes it off the left tackle across the 40 down to the 38-yard line. A pickup of 4 yards in a play by a Brandon Wager. Going to bring up a second down and 6 situation now for the Broncos. 10 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Morningside controlling the opening period. Again, they scored in their first offensive play this afternoon. A 64-yard touchdown pass from Kasdorf to Devin Thomas. Empty backfield again here for the number one-ranked Morningside Mustangs. Wide receivers left and right. Kasdorf backs up. He throws it down the right sideline. A man is wide open. He drops the football down inside the 5-yard line. That was Jacob, or rather Jason Vanderkooy, who had the ball in his hands inside the 5-yard line. Jimmy got behind his defender and drops the football inside the 5.
Yeah, I'm back defensively. On coverage was Josh Johnson, another youngster for this Bronco defense. But then Travis or Jacob Tarr come across the from the center of the field and got in and kind of blinded the sights of the intended receiver. That was 6 points. He was wide open.
Third down and 6 yards to go here from Morningside. A pistol set again. Wide receivers left and right. Kasdorf waiting for the snap. He's got it. Backs up. Swings it out here. It's caught by Wager at the 40. Hemmed in. He's at the 35. Down the sideline. 30. And he's going to be run out of bounds over there. He tight ropes the sideline. Picks up the first down and more as they swing it out to Brandon Wager, the junior out of Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. He's got the first down and more. They're going to spot the football down here at the Broncos 24-yard line. The Hastings College defense better figure out something here. This could be a long afternoon here today.
We are going to have to shut off the water and shut it off in a hurry. That's a 13-yard gain, another first down number 4, and the Stags have got the football inside the 25.
All right, they're putting it down right here at the 24. They go with a pistol set again. Kasdorf with the ball. He fakes it, now throws it out here. It's going to be caught. Thomas gets away down the sideline, 20 to the 15, makes a move with the 10-yard line to the 5 touchdown. Makes a little shimmy shake there, Jimmy, at about the 8 or 9-yard line and dives into the end zone for the score. 2 possessions, 2 touchdowns, and the Morningside Mustangs are out on top 12-0.
That one good for 24 yards out, and I say wow because what a move Devin Thomas made on the outside. He is a dangerous guy. You get him out in the flats, he's got tremendous skills with his feet and also his moves. He just sidestepped a defender, made a 360 spin move, and then walks into the end zone. And Morningside tacks on another 6.
They're going to go for a 2-point conversion. They throw the fade into the corner of the end zone. The ball is going to be tipped. It's going to be intercepted, and the 2-point conversion is no good. The 2-point conversion is no good, so Morningside has missed on both of their conversion attempts. They've got the lead over Hastings College. 9 minutes and 4 seconds to play. Still in the first quarter, we have played not yet 6 minutes. Morningside's got the lead. It's the Mustangs 12, Hastings College nothing.
If you need health insurance for you or your family, contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings. Marty can help you sort through your options and get the coverage you need without all the complications. Marty knows health insurance and makes it simple to buy and simple to understand. You'll rest easier knowing you're covered. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth to see how he makes insurance simple. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
Minutes and 4 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Morningside, 2 possessions, couple of touchdowns here today. Bronco defense going to school again down here below us, and they might be grabbing their study books and be in school most of the afternoon. Here's a short kick again. This time it's going to go to the far side. The ball is loose. It goes out of bounds here at about the 29-yard line. So, again, for some reason, Morningside not wanting to kick to our deep men. Ball goes out of bounds, and Hastings will have their best field position of the afternoon.
Yeah, and it hasn't been that Hastings has had any real good returns all season long. So, for whatever it's worth, Steve Ryan allowing Hastings College to start in some pretty good field position. We just haven't done anything with it. 2-3 and outs.
We are dead last in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in kickoff returns. We only average 14.9 yards per return.
Well, we wanted to find a weak spot in the Morningside football team. Then, obviously, it is the kicker. That is the weak spot.
I don't think it is. He's just not having a good day or doesn't want to kick to the deep men here today. But Hastings College will have the football at the 35-yard line. The Broncos are down in the ball game by a score of 12-0. There's a pitch play, and coming around the right side is going to be Fowler with the ball, and Fowler is going to be run out of bounds here at about the 40-yard line. So a good run. That's our best running play of the day today as Jake Fowler's into the ball game now. The sophomore out of Adams Central spelling Ramiro Flores, who didn't get the job done in the first two series for Hastings. Second down and about 4 yards to go. Pickup of 6 yards in the play for Jake Fowler. Arvante Knight now going in motion to the far side. They hand the ball away. It's going to be Fowler again as he fights his way out to the 43-yard line. So it's going to be about 2 yards shy of a first down. Again, Morningside, they give up only 1.3 yards per rushing attempt this year, giving up only 42 yards per ball game, 1.3 rushing yards per attempt.
Well, they're giving up about 3 so far here today.
Third down and about a yard to go for Hastings. Just a first down, guys, that go a long way here. Matt Overmiller brings the troops back up to the line of scrimmage. Wide receivers left and right. Morningside out on top by a score of 12 to nothing. Broncos will be in the pistol set. Now it's going to be Darvante Knight moving to the right side of the formation here. Well, that's Fowler with the ball. Here's a long pass down the left sideline. It's going to be incomplete. Fowler moves from the right side of Overmiller to the left. And they throw the ball down the left sideline. It was incomplete. And now it's going to bring up a fourth down situation.
Boy, and Hastings with three and outs here this afternoon. Not a first down on the charts. And Hastings College will be put in a punting situation, or so we think. That is Anthony Cloyd lined up to do the punting here for Hastings College. That's a backup quarterback.
He stands at the 30-yard line. He runs it to the right side. He's going to kick the ball away, and not a very good one as he shanks her out of bounds. So he shanks her out of bounds here, and it's going to be Morningside with pretty good field position as the officials come up the sideline.
Whoa.
Whoa, yeah, this is like that Price is Right game. They bring it up to the 50-yard line. The line of scrimmage was not much more than that. I think it was the 43, wasn't it?
A 6-yard punt, yeah, with a backup quarterback. Brandon Bockel is our regular punter.
Yeah, I don't know where he's at today.
So I don't know what's going on there, but that was not a very good choice as the high-powered offense of the Mustangs, who has scored 2 touchdowns in little or of any time, get the football at midfield.
Ryan Kasdorf brings the troops back out. He'll go with a pistol set again. Devin Thomas goes in motion to the far side. They hand the ball away to Wegger. Wegger is across the 50 to the 45 on his feet to the 40 and run out of bounds. Wegger brings the ball to the 40-yard line of Hastings. Tackle is made in there by Kenesi Eo for Hastings College, the 175-pound junior out of Denver, the linebacker for the Broncos. A pickup of 9 yards in the play for Brandon Wegger. It's now a second down and one. So second down and one is Brandon Wegger picks up 9 yards in the play. 3 wide receivers split out to the right side now. 1 will come to the left. As Kasdorf waits for the snap here for the Morningside Mustangs. He's got it. Hands the ball away again. Wegger cuts back 40, 35, 30, 25 down to the 24-yard line and tripped up. A touchdown saving tackle there by Kelly McBride. I think it's the guy who got his hands on the legs of Brandon Wegger, as Wegger takes the ball down to the 24-yard line. That is a first down for Morningside.
4 carries now and 30 yards for Wegger. That won't be the only touches he has. He's a 1,200-yard rusher from a year ago. Only 730 yards this season. He'd be well over 1,000 if he would play full games. A lot of these starters have been pulled right at halftime.
First down and 10 yards to go for Morningside. Number one in the NAIA coaches poll this week for the third straight week this season. Here's a Kasdorf again. He fires the ball over here. It's caught by Thomas. Thomas is going to be wrapped up and driven out of bounds. Over here defensively for Hastings was Johnson and also Quincy Johnson. Josh Johnson and Quincy Johnson making the stop there for the Hastings College defense. But that was a pickup of 7 yards on the play. It didn't look like much, but a 7-yard pickup. There's a throw to the far side again with the ball to 15, down to the 10-yard line to the 5, and he's run out of bounds. They take the ball to the far sideline. That's a Whitehead, who's back into the football game for Morningside. Michael Whitehead catches the ball. He's got the first down and more as he's finally driven out of bounds to the 5-yard line. Morningside quickly up to the line of scrimmage here. First down and goal. Wegger gets the call. Wegger to the 2-yard line. Wegger to the 1-yard line. And he does not get it over the goal line. So Wegger takes the ball all the way down to about the 1. Morningside with a quick pace now. 6.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. The Mustangs already out on top 12 to nothing, and they want more here.
Well, we talked about in the pregame show, the Broncos can ill afford to get down by a couple, 2-3 touchdowns, as they have in a lot of the games in the past 5-6 years. And right now, the Broncos are in fear of going down by 3 scores.
All right, Kasdorf is up under center here on second down and goal from just outside the goal line. Weger gets the call. Weger takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. A touchdown for Morningside is Brandon Weger takes it in from 1 yard out, and it's 18 to nothing. Morningside has got the lead.
Weger on the season now, 13 touchdowns. That is 34 yards on six carries in this early ball game. And that was simple as they handed it off left tackle to Weger. Weger's a pretty good guy. Believe it or not, back in 2010, the Orange Bowl that is played in Miami, Florida, he rushed for 113 yards against Georgia Tech. That's right, the Orange Bowl in a victorious triumph for the Iowa Hawkeyes. He's a transfer to Steve Ryan. Ryan wakes up one day, and he's got Brandon Weger at his doorstep.
Says, can I play for you? Do you have a uniform that fits me? Morningside's going to go for the two-point conversion again down here. They're up 18 to nothing. Here's a Kasdorf. He's going to take around the right end this time to get in there for the two-point conversion. So the two-point conversion is good for Morningside. They're now 1 out of 3 on two-point conversion attempts. And the thing that we feared most, Jimmy, we have fallen behind by 3 scores here in the first quarter. We still have 6:02 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score of Morningside 20, Hastings College nothing.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field, it is a 20 to nothing.
You got to be kidding me.
Now they've got to, was it Weger going to kick off?
Yeah, it's just kind of football follies here today, I think. Weger, the tailback,
is now going to kick off. He gets a good kick back there as it goes sailing through the end zone. So we've seen the Morningside kick short the first two previous times that they have kicked off, and now Brandon Weger kicks off. And he drills it through the end zone. So evidently, Morningside has got some kicking problems today. The Broncos have defensive problems, offensive problems, special teams problems. And we are trailing by a margin of 20 to nothing early in the ball game.
Broncos with just 19 total yards of offense on 3 possessions.
First down and 10 for Hastings. They'll start this drive from their 25-yard line. Here's Overmiller, wants to throw, throws it. It's caught here at the 30 to the 35, 40, 45, 50. Inside Morningside territory, 40 to the 30 to the 25 to the 20, down to the 15, down to the 10-yard line, and brought down. Nice pass there to Noah Hausch as he takes the ball nearly to the house, and he is brought down at the 10-yard line. A big play there for Hastings. That one goes for 65 yards. First down, Broncos.
First down of the afternoon for Hastings College. It's some life. We got the morgue woke up down here in front of us, and the Broncos finally with a good play from scrimmage, just a quick slant to Hausch, and Noah shows he's got some tremendous speed, brought down at the 10-yard line. Good play there for Hastings.
Here's a handoff now to Fowler. Fowler around the left end across the 10-yard line. He just is thrown down in a play by Xavier Spain. He's thrown down at about the 8-yard line. So pickup of 2 yards in a play for Jake Fowler. Hastings now with 5:17 to play in the first quarter, threatening for the first time this afternoon. They're in the red zone of the Morningside Mustangs. Hastings down by a score of 20 to nothing. Wide receivers go on to the right side now. Going in motion over here is going to be Caleb Kufel. There's a handoff for Hastings. That's going to be Fowler with the ball down to the 5-yard line. Fowler fighting down to the 4. Jake Fowler taking the ball down to the 4-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Ethan Stoffren, the middle linebacker from Morningside. He's a 225-pound, 6'3", junior out of Sibley, Iowa. Hastings now looking at third down and goal from the Morningside 4. Quickly up to the line of scrimmage. Curley is your wide receiver, split to the right side for Hastings. Here's Overmiller. He's going to throw the fade into the corner of the end zone. The ball is caught for the touchdown. Austin Curley gets the touchdown, and the Broncos are on the scoreboard here in the first quarter with 4:30 to play.
Austin Curley's third touchdown on the season. That one comes from 4 yards out and a beautiful pass from Matt Overmiller in the corner of the end zone. Just lofted that in the air. And Curley, using that big frame and good jumping ability, goes up and makes a nice reception. Hickey into the game for the PAT.
So 20-6 is the score as Hastings has a little life here in the first quarter. Ball is down. Owain Hickey drills that baby through the uprights. It is good. Hickey is now 28 out of 29 on the, check that, 28 out of 30 on extra points so far this season. 4:30 to play in the first quarter. The Broncos have life. It's Morningside 20, Hastings 7.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College scoring here in the first quarter. The Broncos now trailing by a score of 20-7, 4.5 minutes to play. Hastings will kick off here. And here comes the kick. It's going to go to Thomas at about the 17. Look out. He's back to the 20, 25, 30, 35, near sideline, 40, 45. He's knocked out of bounds here at the 48-yard line. Knocked out of bounds here by the Broncos. And Brandon Bockel is the guy who knocked him out of bounds. You're at the 48, so you can just tell right there he's got some moves. He's kind of a dangerous guy. I don't think we want to kick to him for the rest of the afternoon.
No, and I don't think they wanted to. They just the ball carried a little bit farther than what they wanted. It got past the first wave of guys. Thomas runs up, gets it at about the 19, brings it all the way out to the 43-yard line, where Morningside, with a 20-7 lead, have 4:24 left to work here in the first quarter.
Actually, the 48-yard line.
48. That's what I said, isn't it?
First down and 10 here for Morningside. They've got the ball. Handoff goes to Weger again. Gets outside 50, 45. Tough guy to bring down. He's down to the 40-yard line of Hastings. And just like that, he picks up 12 yards. Weger taking the ball for 12 yards there. He's finally gang tackled, but not before he picks up another first down for Morningside. And he was the freshman of the year in the Big Ten Conference for the Iowa Hawkeyes. In 2009, he was their second leading rusher for the Hawkeyes. 641 yards and 8 touchdowns and 162 rushing attempts. He averaged 4 yards per carry in the Big Ten Conference. Now he's here from Morningside, and he's got the ball again as they swing it out here at the 40 to the 35. Spins, and he's brought down at the 30-yard line. Brought down at the 30-yard line. Making the tackle there for Hastings College was A.J. Hall, who's into the ball game now. A.J. Hall, 6'1", 215-pounder out of California, who's into the ball game. He's not been on the two deep all year long for the Hastings College defense. He's out there right now, second down and a yard to go. Morningside has got the ball at the 31-yard line of Hastings, already leading the ball game by a score of 20-7. There's Kasdorf. He's got time. He throws it into the center of the field. It's caught here at the 10-yard line to the 5, down to the 4-yard line. The reception is made down there by Connor Niles. Niles makes his 6th reception of the season, a freshman out of Sioux City. And the Morningside Mustangs are knocking on touchdown door again. First down and goal at the Hastings College 3. Kasdorf hands the ball away to Weger. Hops over a man at the 2-yard line and takes it down to the 1. So Brandon Weger takes the ball around the 1-yard line for Morningside. And now it's second down and goal. We're still in the first quarter. 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. It's 20-7 Morningside.
Kasdorf, the junior college transfer all the way from College of the Canyons in California. He decides he wants to come to Sioux City. He has thrown for 167 yards already in the first quarter.
He's got the troops set down right now at the 2-yard line as Morningside's looking for more here in the opening period of play. Kasdorf has got the ball. Play action pass as he drops back. He throws it into the end zone. The ball is going to be caught, bobbled, and
caught.
Grabbed there. Touchdown, Morningside. It was bobbled there, but Trey Russell brings her in. And it's going to be a touchdown for Morningside. And it's now 26-7.
That is 3 touchdowns on the early afternoon for Ryan Kasdorf. He's got him from 64, 24, and that one there comes from 2 yards out. He's now thrown for 169 yards on 11 pass attempts in this ball game, and Morningside extends their lead now. It is the Stangs 26, Hastings College 7, and we'll see what happens here. Looks like they're going to go for 2 as Kasdorf is still in the game.
Yep, another 2-point conversion attempt. He rolls to his right side. He looks. He throws it into the back of the end zone. It's going to be caught for the 2-point conversion. The two-point conversion is completed there, and Morningside goes out on top of Hastings by three scores again. 2 minutes and 36 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, we'll take a break with a score of Morningside 28, Hastings College 7.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field this afternoon. Morningside has scored on every possession they have had in this ball game today. Hastings has not stopped them once. 28-7 is the score. Morningside with the lead.
Yeah, this team averaging 69 points per game this season, 663 yards. They're on track to get that and a whole lot more. Morningside unofficially with 233 yards already in this first quarter of action. The Broncos with 69 yards on the through the air from Matt Overmiller, just 25 yards on the ground. Don't be alarmed, fans. That 25 yards, that's pretty good against a team that only gives up 42 per game to the opposing team rushing.
You're looking for the bright spots already, my man.
I'm trying.
Here's the kickoff. Hastings College is not going to have a chance to return this one as Wagner again kicks off there from Morningside and drills it through the end zone. So,
well, and he doesn't even have to run out and pick up the tee. They send a
big old brute out there to pick one up, man.
For a tee boy.
So Hastings has got the ball back here. And the Broncos have not done too much offensively in this ball game today. They had that long touchdown, not a touchdown pass, but a long pass to Noah Hausch on their last possession. But that's been their bright spot so far. Now he's swinging the ball out to the right side. Romero Flores has got the ball down to sideline 25-30, and he's knocked out of bounds at about the 32, and a penalty flag goes down. Might be a late hit over there as Romero Flores was nailed out of bounds as he scampers across the 25 out to about the 27-yard line. Officials throw the penalty flag on the far side here with 2 minutes and 30 seconds to play.
After the play, personal foul, late hit out of bounds, defense number 8, 15-yard penalty, automatic first down.
So Morningside is hit with a penalty here. That's Zach Schlager. Schlager, the outside linebacker, 6'2", 220-pound junior out of Wesley, Iowa. That gives Hastings a first down out here at the 45-yard line. Broncos are trailing here in the first quarter to the number one ranked team in the nation, Morningside, 28-7. But the Broncos hanging in there. As they come to the line of scrimmage from the 45-yard line, Overmiller backs up. His pass is going to be tipped and incomplete. The penalty flag goes down. That's Austin Curley coming across the center portion of the field, but another penalty flag goes down. And we'll check out this one. That was not a very...
Taylor Mendenhall, there's a flag.
I was going to say it's going to go against Morningside. I believe a receiver was held coming across the middle.
Pass interference, defense, number 32. The ball will be placed in the spot of the foul. Automatic first down.
So that's Ethan Stoffren. A pass interference call on Ethan Stoffren, or a holding call. So Hastings is going to get the ball here. The spot of the foul, that's the 49-yard line, actually the 46-yard line of Hastings. The Broncos moving from our left to our right here in quarter number one. They're already trailing in the ball game on a score of 28-7. Hastings handing the ball away. Romero Flores fighting as he takes the ball to about the 47. So give him a pickup of only 1 yard on the play. It's now a second down and 9. They give him a good spot there. We'll give him 2 yards as they bring the ball close to the 48-yard line. So second down and 8 here as the Broncos come up to the line of scrimmage. We'll send wide receivers left and right. They've got two backs now to either side of the quarterback, Matt Overmiller, as he waits for the snap here. Second down and 8 yards to go. Overmiller looking over the defensive Morningside. There's a handoff to little Darvante Knight as he tries to run away from those big guys, and he's collared, and down he goes. He is ripped down as he gets it to the sidelines. And, boy, you want to crush Darvante Knight. He's not be very big out there. Be gentle on our little guy, 150-pounder. They just throw him down to the turf over there. It's going to bring up a third down. We'll give him no gain in the play.
Yeah, it appeared they brought him down for about a one-yard loss, but they brought the football out to the original line of scrimmage. So the Broncos now with the football up towards midfield at the 48-yard line have a third down and long here, third and eight.
Hastings again waiting for the snap. They've got it. Overmiller backs up, throws it near side. It's going to be incomplete. I think somebody got a piece of that one for Morningside. As they were rushing the passer, somebody got a piece of that one for the Mustangs. That ball was delivered low to Austin Curley. Incomplete pass, and the Broncos will have to punt.
And again, it'll be Anthony Cloyd coming on the field to do the punting duties for Hastings College. And they will give Morningside the football back, who is yet to punt in this football game. They've scored on all three of their possessions.
So Anthony Cloyd doing the kicking chores for Hastings College here today. Cloyd has got the ball. Here comes the kick. Pretty good one this time. Devin Thomas signals for the fair catch, and he makes it here at the 15-yard line. And Morningside will have the ball back here with 53 seconds to play in the first quarter.
I was wrong. It's not the first three, the first four possessions. They have scored last week's game against Midland University. They did not have a punt last week. They scored on, they had 645 yards, and they had no punts in that game against Midland.
They haven't had to punt so far today either. We haven't stopped them. The closest that anybody has played Morningside has been 40 points. That was last week. Midland played them within 40 points. Other than that, Morningside has blown away the competition. They're off to a good start here today. 28-7 is the score. There's a running play sliding through there. 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Down the sideline to the 50. To the Bronco 45 and run out of bounds. That's Tyler Cabot into the ball game now for Morningside. He's the replacement for Brandon Weger. As Tyler Cavan, I think it's right, Tyler Cavan with the ball as he moves it down the right sideline, moves it all the way down to the Hastings College 42-yard line.
That play goes for 43 yards from scrimmage, and the ninth first down as they got the football again into Bronco territory at the 42-yard line.
Ryan Kasdorf has got three wide receivers split out to the left side. We've got 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Morningside leading by a score of 28-7. Broncos looking for the switch to shut off the well. Here's Kasdorf. He wants to throw the ball. He does. Caught is made by Vander Kooi. Vander Kooi at the 25 to the 20, down to the 15, down to the 10-yard line. The wide receiver to Jason Vander Kooi as he grabs the ball, and Morningside slicing and dicing up the Bronco defense here this afternoon.
Hastings College, I believe that was Eric Wiley out there on coverage, just peeked inside. Tony talked about this, the problems they've had defensively as they just peek inside and they key in on the running back in Weger. But again, Kasdorf hits a strike across the middle. That one travels for 27 yards, and we have no timeout. It's the end of the first quarter.
And in the first quarter here at the Osborne Sports Complex here this afternoon, we'll take a break with a score of Morningside 28, Hastings College 7. You're listening to Bronco Football.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Coach Tim Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. One quarter in the books this afternoon, 28-7. Morningside has got the lead over the Broncos.
First quarter numbers brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island. You can find them on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. For the Stangs, who are averaging 663 yards per game, they're well on their way to hit that, my friends. 199 yards by Ryan Kasdorf in just the first quarter and three touchdowns for Kasdorf. 104 yards on the ground, so 303 total yards of offense in just quarter number one, 10 first downs for Hastings College. They got 74 through the air from Matt Overmiller, 26 yards on the ground on 10 carries. By the way, Brandon Weger has 8 carries and 47 yards for Morningside. Jake Fowler, 4 carries and 15 yards leads the way for Hastings College.
And we'll start the second quarter with a first and 10 for Morningside at the Hastings College 12-yard line. There's Kasdorf with the ball. A quick throw across the middle is caught the 5-yard line into the end zone for the touchdown. Unbelievable. A pass completion there, wide open and going for the Touchdown was Kendall Linneman coming out of the backfield. The J-back is what they call him. A touchdown pass thrown there, and Morningside goes out on top by a score of 34-7.
That is now four touchdowns on the afternoon off the arm of Ryan Kasdorf, and it almost looks like it's just grown men against midget football players out there. A mismatch. There was no one around the receiver for Hastings College there, and that was just an easy pass as Morningside lines up to go for two here yet again.
Evidently, they still have some problems in the kicking game, as even when they hit 28, they go for a two-point conversion. They throw it into the corner of the end zone, and the two-point conversion is good. That's all we need is a team like Morningside going for a two-point conversion instead of the extra points. So they tack on eight instead of seven here on Hastings College. We'll take a break now with a score. Morningside 36, Hastings College 7.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through July 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Hastings College football for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS, 36-7. Morningside has got the lead. We're in the second quarter. In fact, just one play into the second quarter. Bronco football brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco sports for the 2014-2015 season. So we feared that this could happen, but the Broncos couldn't get anything going offensively, and that's exactly what has happened is Morningside. Well, here's a ball is going to be bobbled by Hastings College, and the kickoff. The ball is loose. Morningside has got the ball. Unbelievable. It was another short kick. That baby was straight up in the air, Jimmy, and one of the guys in the second line of the kick return team who normally would not have a chance to field the ball mishandles it, and Morningside falls on top of it here at the 50-yard line.
I think that was Dylan Hill, one of the guys set up on special teams. And, again, we've seen Wager kick off, and he's kicked it through the end zone. This was the original kicker now, and he just kind of pooches it high into the air. That's a live football once it travels 10 yards, and they were yelling on the sidelines to get on it, but as Morningside's coming downfield, I think Hill heard footsteps, and he never made a good catch on the football, and it goes live. And we talk about how special teams can really cause problems in a game. Well, they can cause problems here because Morningside has the football at the Hastings 48-yard line.
That was the worst kickoff I have ever seen, though. It went straight up in the air, and Morningside comes up roses on this thing. They get the fumble, and they will take over at the Hastings College 48. Here's Kasdorf again, hands it away to Wegger. Wegger spins at the 46 of Hastings across the 45 down to the 44-yard line. So I give him a pickup of about 4 yards in the play, Brandon Wegger. So I guess when you're good and everything is going your way, those sort of things kind of bounce your way. A terrible kickoff, the worst I have seen in the history of football, goes straight up in the air off of the tee. And Hastings College bobbles the ball, and Morningside comes down with the fumble recovery. Unbelievable.
That's a big statement. You've seen a lot of games.
I know, but that was the worst kickoff right there. I saw it. Mark it down here. Second down and 5 yards to go. They got the ball at the 43. They swing it out here to Wegger. Eludes one man at the 45 to the 40. He's got the first down, and he's popped out of bounds there at the 35-yard line. Tyler Harris over there for Hastings College on defense. Another first down for Morningside. I wonder if the Mustangs ever get tired of winning.
Well, we talked about it. They've got a lot of conference championship trophies. They've got a lot of awards. I talked about it on my radio show this morning. They're getting close to as many awards in Steve Ryan's office as you have in yours, my friend. They have a lot. They are never used to losing. They win a lot.
Here's a running play on the sweep on a reverse play across the 35 down to the 33-yard line. Nathan Gilligan running the football there. We better get the 3 and 4 deep out now because Morningside's going to have everybody in the ball game today. Gilligan is a 185-pound senior from Anderson, California.
We talk about some of the numbers that these starters have put up against the opposing team so far. Just think if they would play three full quarters. They haven't played many games past halftime. They've had everything well endowed as this game is going to be at the halftime mark here. And don't expect Steve Ryan to leave his starters in there in fear of any injuries.
Kasdorf backs up. Here comes the pressure. Here's a pass that's going to be tipped and early intercepted. Falls down to the turf. It's going to be incomplete. And we got a penalty flag down here. Penalty flag down. I didn't think Kasdorf was hit. We might have a holding call on the boarding side.
Holding. Offense. Number 61. 10-yard penalty. Replay second down.
So Blake Frank is the guilty party there, the left tackle for Morningside. Is that their first penalty of the day? I think it is. Morningside's first penalty.
No, that's their third. I was just double-checking.
So three penalties.
On the afternoon, yeah.
Three penalties on Morningside. That's a holding call. That brings it back to the 42-yard line. Second down here. Second down and 17 yards to go for the Mustangs. They're in Hastings College territory. Broncos are trailing in the ball game by the score of 36-7. And Morningside, a team that is averaging 69 points per ball game on offense, that leads the nation. Here's Kasdorf. He backs up. He fires it across the middle. Caught by Thomas. Thomas at the 25 puts his head down and drives it down to the 20-yard line. Devin Thomas with the reception there for Hastings College, or rather for Morningside. And the tackle is made by Tyler Harris of Hastings. That's a first down for Morningside, so they convert on a long situation here. They had 17 yards to go, and they easily convert that as they bring the ball down to the 20-yard line. First and 10 for the Mustangs, looking for more here early in the second quarter. Already leading 36-7 over Hastings. Wide receivers left and right. Kasdorf waiting for the snap. The senior from New Hall, California. Thrown for well over 4,000 yards in his career at Morningside. There's a pass to the far side. Wegner grabs the ball at the 10, and he's knocked out of bounds now. Down around the 6-yard line. So Wegner coming out of the backfield grabs that ball there. The tackle is made, or at least he's run out of bounds over there by Dylan Hill of Hastings. Now Morningside quickly up to the line of scrimmage again. First down and goal for Morningside down here. They're going to spot the football at the 5-yard line. Kasdorf waiting for the snap here as they got wide receivers again left and right. There's a handoff to a Wegner at the 5-yard line, and he bowls his way into the end zone. Untouched touchdown. Takes it right up in the center portion of the defense. He walks into the end zone for the score. And it is now 42-7. Morningside has got the lead.
10 carries now, 57 yards for Wegger, and 2 touchdowns on the ball game. Wegger coming in had 12, so he's got 14 touchdowns now and nearing the 800-yard mark of rushing on the season. Again, they made that look easy. He started off left tackle, cut it right up the middle of the field. Nobody there defensively for the Broncos, and it's a 5-yard touchdown. Kasdorf in the game as Morningside will go for 2 yet again.
All right, so the 2-point conversion, they went for 2 after each of their touchdowns so far. Kasdorf waiting on the snap. He's got Wegger just to his left. They're going to hand the ball away to Wegger as he tries to get outside. 5-yard line, he takes the ball into the end zone for the 2-point conversion. That's just a tough cookie to knock down from 3 yards out. As Kasdorf hands it away to Wegger. The 2-point conversion is good. We got 12 minutes and 8 seconds to play in the second quarter. And the score is Hastings College trailing Morningside. It's the Mustangs 44 and the Broncos 7.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
KHAS.
Nebraska Wesleyan has the lead over Concordia 13-7 earlier in their ball game. Last check, Northwestern was leading Briarcliff 21-0. Doan had an early lead over Dakota Wesleyan 6-0. And Trinity Bible College is out on top of Dort College today 14-0. Now, when you schedule Trinity Bible College, you're really looking for one of those cupcake type of games. Evidently not at Dort. They're trailing 14-0 to Trinity Bible College here this afternoon. Non-conference game. Here comes the kickoff again. Hastings College is going to field this one. They signal for the fair catch here at the 24-yard line, and that's where Hastings will start.
That was Trevor Bone. He had a lot of room to run. He could have took it up the field, but I'm sure the Hastings coaching staff said if they kick it short, you call for a fair catch. And Bone with some good hands out there as one of the wideouts.
Yeah, he
catches that football at the 20. The 24-yard line.
That's one of the guys you wouldn't mind running with the football.
Yeah.
So Hastings College calls for the fair catch, and now they'll start this drive from the 24-yard line. Here's Matt Overmiller. He's going to be snowed under back here at the 20. Overmiller fakes it up inside to Ramiro Flores. He was going to run maybe the option to the right side of the field, but the pressure from the Northwestern defense gets through there. Or the Morningside defense gets through there, and Zach Schlager brings him down on the blitz. So Morningside had the right defense called there. Schlager comes with a blitz and bowls over Matt Overmiller for a loss back here at the 23. Second down and 13 yards to go. Matt backs up now, steps in the up in the pocket. He's across the 20 to the 25 to the 27-yard line before he's brought down. Zach Schlager again into the stop for Morningside. He's their leading tackler coming in here. He's got 33 tackles so far this season. He's got a quarterback sack to his credit. So now Hastings College looking at third down and 7 yards to go. The Broncos' first downs have been far and in between here in this ball game today. Only two first downs for Hastings College in this ball game. Matt Overmiller throws the ball on the right side. It's going to be behind his intended receiver, Austin Curley. Not a very well-thrown ball there by Overmiller. It's behind Austin Curley outside the right hash mark over there. And it's going to be an incomplete pass, fourth down and 7, and the Broncos have to punt the football away again.
Well, and again, one thing Hastings College needed to do was protect their quarterback back there, and it was the Gibbs brothers, Logan and Luke, both getting in there and getting a hand on Overmiller, and Matt just ain't going to have a lot of time back there to throw that football. It's a punt situation again, and Devin Thomas stands at his own 30.
Here's the kick. Morningside nearly got to that one. It's going to be a fair catch called for and made at the 31-yard line. So the Gibbs brothers, no relation to Andy and Barry Gibb, they're making their intentions known here in the Morningside defense here this afternoon. This is Luke and Logan. Wonder if they can sing. Wonder if they can sing. Maybe they're the karaoke kings. I'll tell you what, if you're a Gibb, you got to get up there and sing, don't you?
Yeah, you got to be able to carry some note. They're a couple of dandies on the defensive side of things for Steve Ryan, but... Here is Morningside out looking for more. They lead 44-7.
Kasdorf stays out there.
Kasdorf's thrown for 258 yards already in this ballgame.
Weger stays out there as well, so the number one offense still on the field. Weger has got the ball again. Weger looks inside, bounces outside at the 30 to the 35 to the 40. He hurls a man, and then he is knocked down here at the 45. Hastings knocking him down. Josh Johnson over here comes, and Weger trying to hurdle him. Josh Johnson says, knocks him down, and he goes down here at the 46, but another first down for Morningside.
Still a 15-yard carry as he cut that one up the left side. Nothing doing there. Broke it back out the right side, picked up a good block out there by Thomas, and then was able to get around the right end for 15 yards, 75 yards now on 12 carries for Weger, and the Morningside Mustangs have their 14th first down.
They're working left or right here in the second quarter of play. We're down to 10 minutes and 25 seconds to play. Here's Kasdorf, throws the ball again. It's going to be caught, and it's going to be brought down at the 49-yard line. Making the reception there was Connor Niles. Connor Niles grabs the ball, the split end for Morningside. That was a pickup of about 5 yards in the play, second down and 5. Morningside just making it look so easy, Jimmy. It's like they're on 7-on-7 summer drills.
I don't know if you've looked at the passing chart. It's a whole lot of numbers because Kasdorf is 17 of 19 on the afternoon. He has only had 2 incompletions. He has thrown 16 balls in a row for completions.
Here's a handoff up the middle. That's Wagner with a ball across the 45 to the 40 down to the 35-yard line. That's another new man in there. Tyler Cavan is in there now. Tyler Cavan carrying the ball down to the 37 of Hastings. Tyler Cavan could probably start in any other team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, but when you're in behind Brandon Wagner, you get second-team status.
I was going to say, you're going to see a lot of guys playing for Morningside here today that could start for a lot of teams in this GPAC conference.
So first down and 10 for Morningside. They've got the ball at the Hastings College 37-yard line. Wide receivers split out to the right side. Here's Kasdorf again. He throws the ball over there. It's going to be caught at the 30-yard line. Hastings right there defensively that time. They get the ball out there. He's going to be knocked down there by Kinesi Eel. The completed pass goes to Connor Niles. But even when the Broncos get it stopped defensively, Jimmy, they still pick up about 7 yards in the play as they take the ball down to the 30-yard line in the completed pass. Second down and 3 yards to go. Morningside with the ball in Hastings College territory. Wide receivers, 3 of them split out to the right side now. Under 9 minutes to play here in the second period. It's been all Morningside, the nation's number one ranked team, putting on a show for us here this afternoon. There's a pass out here to Thomas, grabs the ball at the 30, down the numbers, 25, down to the 22-yard line, another first down. Devin Thomas It's the reception there. The tackle is made in there by the Hastings College defense. Coming up to make the stop is Jacob Tarr, the freshman out of Chaparral, Colorado. But another first down from Morningside. Now they've got the ball down here at the 22-yard line.
Five receptions for Thomas in the ballgame, 124 yards, and he's got a couple of touchdowns from 64 and 24 yards out. Just makes it look so easy. He is such a speedster, and he gets a block. He can open up some yardage in a hurry.
Wide receivers all over the place again here on first down and 10 from the Hastings College 22-yard line. One guy in the backfield. As Kasdorf has got the ball, backs up, he throws it to the far side. There's an incomplete pass. Incomplete pass. That hasn't happened much today. It's only his third incomplete pass of the day.
Yep, he hit 17 in a row, 17 pass completions in a row en route to so far a 277-yard performance, and we still have 8:05 left to go here till half.
Wegger is back in the backfield now, and the pistol set here from Morningside, and second down and 10 yards to go from the Hastings College 22. He's swinging out there. The ball is going to be caught down the sideline to the 20, to the 15, to the 10-yard line, and he's run out of bounds by Kenesi Eo. They swing the ball out there to Michael Whitehead, who got back into the ball game. Whitehead takes the ball down inside the 10. We'll see the officials spot the football. They're going to put it down at the 9. That's a first down for Morningside. And it's first down and goal again for the Mustangs, looking to hang 50 on Hastings College in the first half alone. Morningside back over the football here. Ball's on the far side hash mark. Wide receiver splits out to the right side. That's the dangerous Devin Thomas. Man in the slot to the right side. Kasdorf waiting on the snap here on first down and goal from the Hastings College 9. He's got it. Play action pass. They throw it out here to Wegger. Wegger at the ball at the 7 to the 5-yard line. He is into the end zone for the score. A touchdown pass thrown there from Kasdorf to Wegger. And it's now 50-7 here in the first half.
9-yard touchdown pass, and actually had a tight end open across the middle of the field before they threw that out in the flats to their running back in Wegger. Looking down here on the field, I believe that's Eo was down on the ground. He took a hard hit on a crackback block from Devin Thomas to get Wegger around the corner. But to Wegger now with two rushing touchdowns and one on the receiving side of things from 9 yards out.
So Kenesi Eo is the player that's down here for Hastings College inside the 10-yard line with 7 minutes and 27 seconds to play. In quarter number two, we've got an injury timeout. We'll take a break here. 7:27 to play in the second quarter. It's Morningside 50, Hastings 7.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is celebrating our first anniversary in Kearney. You'll be celebrating too because throughout the month of October, buy a suit and receive a dress shirt and tie for only $1. A $100 value for only $1. At Gary Michaels Clothiers, you'll never have to sacrifice quality, professional tailoring, and personal service at a reasonable price. Come in and check out the many more celebration specials throughout the store. Shop both downtown locations, Hastings and on the Bricks, Kearney. Open late on Thursday and on Saturday until 4.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field. Kenesi Eo is the guy down here for Hastings College, and this is not a good sight here as they're going to bring out this stretcher for Kenesi Eo. Kenesi has not moved since we left you last. He's down inside the 10-yard line at about the 8. Kenesi is a 175-pound junior. He's a linebacker out of Denver, Colorado. He's being attended to by the Hastings College medical staff here this afternoon.
Well, and he was absolutely blasted. He did not see it coming. He was trying to get the tackle on Wegger as the ball was thrown to the outside to him. As he was coming up to try to make a tackle, Devin Thomas, a wide receiver, was right there. And Thomas, it was all legal. But he unloaded the boom, and since that time, we have not seen Eo really move. They've got him laid over on his left side, kind of rolled over, but he has not moved one bit.
So they got the stretcher out. They're going to attend now to Kenesi Eo inside the 10-yard line. as they continue to work on him. The Morningside players have now gathered on the far side of the field, and it looks like they're in a prayer mode over there on the far side, so some good sportsmanship there by the Morningside Mustangs as they continue to work on Kinesi down here inside the 10-yard line. Hastings College is trailing in the ballgame 50-7. I don't think that's an indication of how poorly we have played, Jimmy. I think it's an indication of how good Morningside really is. We knew they were good, but I didn't think they were going to be this good. This is a good football team.
Well, this is a team that is not unfamiliar to the national playoffs. They've been there. The 2012, they were in the championship game. They lost that game in overtime, 30-27 to Marion. But they've got several GPAC conferences. You know, and going through these numbers and looking, they're astronomical. And I was mentioning to some former players that we were able to cover in years past, and it's just player after player. I mean, year after year, they continue to bring in the right types of people and the personnel for Steve Ryan, and they are some good players, whether it's a Division I transfer in Wager from Iowa. They bring in the junior college transfer of Kasdorf, and he's thrown now on his career over 4,400 yards, and just some very good players. I would really like to know where Steve Ryan feels this team this year ranks with the teams he's had in the past, because he's had some explosive football teams. And we mentioned it year in, year out. Years ago, we traveled up there when Morningside was playing scout ball. And we went up there, and I believe that was Paul Merkowitz days. And we played them. We got out of there with a victory. But we knew that this was a team that had a lot of playmakers and a lot of threats on this team offensively and defensively. And since then, they have taken the torch and carried over from where Sioux Falls was in this conference to now Morningside being the true leader in this this conference.
Morningside has won 10 straight over Hastings. The last time we were able to beat him was on September the 6th of 2003, beat him by a score of 34-20. And right now we're trailing. We're still in the second quarter. It is 50-7. Morningside has got the lead. A two-point conversion will be coming up here from Morningside as they continue to tend to Kinesi Eo down here inside the 10-yard line. Other Hastings College sporting events going on today. There's soccer after this one here tonight as the Dort Defender is going to be in town to take on Hastings College in soccer. The women's game will go at 5 o'clock this afternoon. The guys will play at 7:15. Hastings College volleyball team, they are on the road tonight in Lincoln. They'll play at Nebraska Wesley, and that one will begin at 5 o'clock this afternoon. So soccer tonight here at the Osborne Sports Complex, and in volleyball this afternoon, late this afternoon in Lincoln, as Hastings takes on Nebraska Wesleyan. We still have an injury timeout here, 7 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score, Morningside 50, Hastings 7.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. A 2013 Chevy Equinox LT, gray, front-wheel drive, power windows, locks, seats, and mirrors was $20,975, cash price $16,975. Or a 2011 Nissan Sentra Spec V. It's blue, full power sunroof, navigation, alloy wheels, and spoiler was $15,875, cash price $13,995. Find these great deals and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner, Colorado and South Street in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field, and obviously a very serious injury here to Kinesi Eo. Just now, after all this time, they got to Kinesi Eo on a backboard, Jimmy, and they're finally getting him on the stretcher down here at the 10-yard line. They've got his face mask off of his helmet. His helmet is still on his head, but the face mask is off. They've got him on a backboard, and now they're going to strap him down to the stretcher. We have not seen a whole lot of movement out of Kenesi Eo since he was drilled inside the 10-yard line.
Have not seen anything, and has with the glasses on him, his eyes appear to be still closed, got his arms folded up. They take a lot of precautionary measures. You've seen this in Division I and NFL games. They are very cautious when a player gets an injury up around the head or the neck area. But again, they've got his helmet taped down. He's boarded, strapped up to the backboard, and just an ugly situation here.
They've got Dr. Reimer, a well-known medical guy out there for Hastings College. And normally you don't see Doc out on the field, but they've got Doc out there right now as they will tend to Kenesi Eo, and he'll be taken into Mary Lanning Healthcare here this afternoon, and hopefully we wish him the best of luck. Kenesi Eo has been very good for Hastings College. He had 19 tackles coming into the football game here this afternoon, but Kenesi Eo is going to be taken off the field now with 7 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in quarter number two.
I do see some movement in his eyes there. He just, I believe that was Mike Davis coming over there.
There he gives us the thumb up.
Thumbs up, so that's a good sign. But obviously a lot of precaution taken, again, when a player sustains an injury up around that head or neck area. They take all four precautionary measures until they can get him in and examine him further, as they will at the hospital.
So we still got a football game to play, but that was a lengthy delay as they tended to Kenesi down here as he's being wheeled on a stretcher down the near sideline in front of the Bronco bench. In the meantime, we've got a two-point conversion attempt coming up here. It's 50-7. We've still got 7 minutes and 27 seconds to play in quarter number two this afternoon. It's been all Morningside. And now we're going to have a single point after touchdown attempt coming up here. So we've got a kicker coming out here. It's going to be Alex Daw. Alex Daw, I think, is the guy coming to the football game. He's not even listed as a kicker. But he's going to attempt the extra point here for Morningside. Ball is down and the kick is up, and that kick looks like he's not a kicker. It's going to be no good.
Are you kidding me?
Morningside, after all, what I can't understand, this team is so talented.
Yeah.
They don't have a kicker?
They have had great kickers, All-American kickers in the past, but I don't know whether they have gotten one injured and just nobody else that can do it. I mean, this is horrendous. If there's one weak link that Morningside has, it's kickoffs, field goals, and PATs, but they probably going to go for two from here on out.
They didn't tell us that their kicker was injured, but I'll tell you what, the people that have been kicking off have been horrible. 7 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score of Morningside 50, Hastings 7.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
The kickoff by Morningside is retrieved by a short man again for Hastings. That's going to be a Kanan as he brings the ball into the 40. To the 42-yard line. The information we received from Morningside when we had contact with them this week, they listed two kickers on their two-deep chart. Zach Decker, number 14, Christopher Loss, number 91. I haven't seen either one of those guys out there today.
No, and that kickoff there was ugly as well. It bounced along the ground. This looks like high school material as far as kicking the ball, but boy, when you got an offense and a defense like Morningside does, I guess you don't really need a kicker, just somebody to advance the football.
The last guy that kicked off was Carter Kiefer. He was listed as a defensive back. So anyway, it is 50-7. Hastings is trailing here in the second quarter. Now we got a late penalty flag down as Hastings runs one offensive play here. He gets it up to about the 48-yard line, but a late penalty flag comes down here. So that's been a long first half, as you might expect. Hastings having a tough time shutting down Morningside. In fact, I don't think Hastings has shut down Morningside in any possession so far today. They've had no punts in this ballgame.
Nope, they've scored on every possession. This is going to be an unsportsmanlike penalty, I believe, against Hastings College. Officials continue to confer at the 40-yard line. But again, just nothing going right for Hastings. Boy, how many years have we done Hastings Morningside where nothing seems
after
to go right?
Personal foul. offense, number 87. 15-yard penalty, second down.
So a penalty called there on Hastings College. It'll be a Michael Schumacher who was into the ball game there. So Michael Schumacher is whistled for a personal foul. And when your team is struggling like we are today, Jimmy, those are the type of penalties that really take, I think, the air is out of the balloon. Boy, when you see Canessi go down and your offense is struggling, your defense can't stop anybody. Hastings College is struggling at best here this afternoon against Morningside. We knew it would take a perfect game today to beat this team, and obviously we haven't got it out of anybody out there in the crimson and white. Here's Overmiller with the ball. He gets away now in his quarterback scramble, 30, 35, 40, and he's run out of bounds here at the 43-yard line. So a good quarterback scramble there by Overmiller. Xavier Spain is over here to make sure he is out of bounds here for the Morningside defense. Second down and 9 yards to go now for Hastings. They've got the ball on their own 44-yard line. The Broncos moving from our right to our left. I don't think they've had the ball in Morningside territory yet in the first half. 6.5 to go. One time Hastings has been in Morningside territory today. Here's Overmiller. He backs up, throws it across the middle. That's going to be caught. That's going to be Jacob Reynoso. Reynoso gets the ball up to the 48-yard line. Yeah, Hastings got one touchdown on the board. We threw the 64-yard pass to a Noah House, and then Hastings finally got it into the end zone. But we haven't spent a whole lot of time in Morningside territory today.
We haven't had a whole lot of possessions. Matt Overmiller, that's just his ninth pass attempt on the afternoon.
So it's fourth down now for Hastings. They will go for it from the 48-yard line, and why not? You're trailing 50-7 in the second quarter. Fourth down and 4 yards to go. Hastings has to get the ball to the 48. Now Hastings will punt it away. Overmiller kicks it. It bounces at the 20-yard line. It's going to take a Morningside bounce as Hastings downs the football at the 23. So we have seen several times throughout the year, Hastings comes out of their offensive set. Looks like they're going to go for it, and then Matt Overmiller punts the football downfield. Nobody back for Morningside. So it'll be the Mustangs coming out, and they will have the ball on their own 23-yard line.
And it's still going to be the starting 11 that took the field on this first possession for Morningside. They lead 50-7. 5:46 left to go. Kasdorf, the quarterback, has thrown for 297 yards and 5 touchdowns in the first half.
Now remember, Morningside put up 83 points earlier this year against Nebraska Wesleyan. They didn't pull their starters either until the second half, so this is nothing new for Morningside and their head coach, Steve Ryan. There's a pass completion. It's out to the far sideline now. Have we got a new quarterback in there now?
No, the pass was complete to number 16, but he's listed as a quarterback.
Now we got a holding call. It's going to go on to Devin Thomas. So that play is going to go for not. We've got a 10-yard penalty. It's like, hey, what do you want to play today, huh?
Actually, that was number 15, James Farnham, a wide receiver, 5'8", 165 out of Bellevue, Nebraska.
All right, so a 10-yard penalty marched off here in Morningside. It's first down and 20 yards to go now. Here's a handoff to a Wegger, and this time he's going to be hit in the backfield, and down he goes. Wegger is knocked down there. Nathan Willie gets in there for the stop for Hastings College. Willie, the senior out of Castle Rock, Colorado. So not much there for Brandon Wegger that time. It's now second down and 16 yards to go. We'll give him a pickup of about 4 yards in the play as they have moved the ball out to the 17-yard line. Morningside now spreads the field right and left here. Kasdorf is your quarterback. He's standing back here at his own 10-yard line waiting for the snap. Hastings College jumping around on defense. Kasdorf throws the ball in the middle of the field. It's going to be caught here. A lot of room. 25, 30, 35, 40. Hurdles him out to 45 to the 50 inside Bronco territory to the 48. Finally brought down there as a pass completion is to Brandon Wegger again. Takes the ball to the 48-yard line of Hastings, and that is a specimen. Brandon Wegner, good job there again by Morningside.
Unbelievable. And it's not like he's just a big guy. He's only a little bit over 200 pounds, about 5'10", 5'11", but he is talented. He's got arms as big as a lineman's watching him in pregame workouts. He is put together, and that one there was a 39-yard gain into Bronco territory at the 47-yard line.
Man goes in motion out of the far side. Here's a handoff. Wegner's got the ball again across the 45 down to the Bronco 42-yard line. Wegner carrying the ball to the 42. So a short pickup, but he still picks up positive yardage there. Tackle is made in there by the Hastings College defense. Now we're seeing all kinds of new faces on the Hastings College D. Jordan Clancy in the last stop there for the Broncos. Second down for Morningside. They've got the ball at the Hastings College 42. We're down to 3 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the second quarter from the Osborne Sports Complex. Handoff again, a hole. That's going to be the backup man, Cavan, as he brings the ball off a right tackle across the 40. Balls forward down to about the 38-yard line. So Morningside looking at a third down situation. Third down, less than a yard to go. Mustangs moving from our left to our right here in this second quarter of play. All you can do is sit there and stare at the stat sheet.
Just to shake my head. I've noticed a couple fans down in the crowd just sitting there shaking their heads when Morningside goes in and scores or comes up with a big play. This is an impressive football team. They lead the nation in rushing at 383 yards per game. So far in this game, 156. They haven't needed much. It's been all Kasdorf's arm that's caused the problems.
Here's Kasdorf again, sprints out right side. His pass is going to be incomplete. Incomplete pass as they try to swing it out to the J back here, Kendall Linneman. Pass is incomplete, so now it's going to bring up a fourth down situation. Fourth down for Morningside. Got a yard to go. I like their chances.
Kasdorf's efficiency, incredible. 22 of 26 passing here in the first half. 336 yards, five touchdowns. There are quarterbacks that would love to have that for a game.
Here's Wegner. He gets the call as Wegner takes the ball off a right tackle, and he should have enough for a first down. Didn't get it by much. We'll see where they spot the football as he is tackling the play there by the Bronco D. And they're going to get the ball to Hastings. They say the spot of the – they give him the 37-and-a-half-yard line, and Hastings gets a break here. They hold him. Here late in the second quarter, and the Broncos get the ball back.
That was, I thought it was going to be a lot closer than that. Wegger, when he got the football, had his legs chopped out about 2 yards deep in the backfield, and then he lunged forward. I thought he got the football across the 40, or across the 36, 37-yard line, but all for naught. Broncos take over.
Here comes Matt Overmiller back out here for Hastings College. He's got under 3 minutes to work here in the second quarter. Overmiller looks, rushes out of there. Now he's going to scramble, 40-yard line, 45, and he's crushed here at the 46-yard line. He is tackling the play there as he brings the ball upfield. Zach Schlager in the stop there from Morningside. They give Matt Overmiller a pickup of 9 yards on the play on the quarterback scramble. Second down and a yard. Hastings with the ball now at their own 46-yard line. Broncos trailing in the contest. We're in the second period. It is 50-7. Morningside has put on a show for us here this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Fowler with the ball. Fowler goes down at the line of scrimmage, and penalty flags go down. Schlager again into the stop there for the Morningside defense. But a penalty flag goes down here on the second down and one.
Personal foul, chop block, offense, number 72 and 74. 15-yard penalty, replay second out.
Not one chop block, but two chop blocks. Sam Morris and Tanner Paxton from the left side of the offensive line getting a hit here with penalties. We're down to 2:19 to play now in the second period. That ball will be pushed back here to the 31-yard line.
Morningside, they are who we thought they were. Boy, they are incredible.
They're a machine.
Yes.
Overmiller wants to throw play-action pass. Here comes the pressure, and he is going to be hit, and he's written down a sack back here at the 18-yard line. A quarterback sack at the 18 as Overmiller goes down on the play. Schlager was the guy who finished him off, but I'll tell you what, Morningside had a couple of guys in there on Matt Overmiller, but Schlager is going to be credited with the quarterback sack there from Morningside. And now it is third down for Hastings College, third down and 27 yards to go.
That's just the second sack of the afternoon, considering that this defense a week ago had six sacks against Midland.
Here's Overmiller. He throws the ball down in the center portion of the field. It's going to be incomplete, trying to get the ball to Darvante Knight. He just ran straight down the field on the right hash mark. Overmiller overthrows him, and it's an incomplete pass, and Hastings will have to punt the football away again.
Overmiller a little shaken up coming running over here. Was holding his left hand there after he threw that football, so I'm sure on that sack he had a couple of Mustangs compressing at about the 20-yard line.
I think his feelings are hurt.
Boy.
Here's the punt now by Hastings College. They'll be fielded at the 43. They call for the fair catch down there, and Morningside will have the ball here at the 43. They still got 1:28 to play here in quarter number two. And if you think Steve Ryan is just going to roll over and take a couple of knees here, you're crazy. He's looking for more points.
Well, he is, because his team averages 69 points a game. They hung.
Is that per half?
Well, it could be. They hung 83 on Nebraska Wesleyan earlier this season. We'll check the guys coming trotting out on the field now. It's Kasdorf, all the starters that were in the game at the start of this ball game.
So first down and 10 for Morningside. They've got the ball on their own 44-yard line. 1:28 to play here in the second quarter. We got a scoreboard show coming up at halftime and also our Scholar Athlete of the Week. Kasdorf throws the ball. Devin Thomas grabs it at the 30, makes a move to the 25, down to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5-yard line, and he's brought down at the 5-yard line of Hastings by Tyler Harris. We have no answer for Devin Thomas. I don't think we got a guy in the team, Jimmy, that matches up with him speed-wise. And Devin Thomas has just been running down the field. Kasdorf has been threading the needle to him easily. And Devin Thomas takes the ball down inside to 5. They'll spot the ball to 4.
That is a 6th reception for Thomas in this game, 176 yards. It's now 3:87 in the half for Kasdorf. That is first down number 19. That was the same play they scored on at the first touchdown, a seam pass right down the seam. And Thomas goes for 51.
Here's a Wegger. He gets the handoff. He is hitting it at the 4, stays on his feet, gets to the 3, and he gets into the end zone for the touchdown. Wegger takes it in from 4 yards out, and Morningside tacks on another 6.
That is Wegger's 16th carry for 89 yards in this ball game. He's got 3 touchdowns rushing the football. He has 1 receiving here in this game. And I think you could say officially the doors are being blown off the Broncos here today. It is 56-7 with the PAT pending.
Alex Dong comes out to try his luck. Here comes the extra point. That one is going to be no good.
They need to. We could get some high school kids around town that could come kick second half for them. That is awful.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of high school kids that have been better than this kicking today. But that's their only weak link. 49 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score of Morningside 56, Hastings College 7.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service from seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of protein design.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Wilton, Sal back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Final score into the GPAC in early game today. Northwestern has beaten Briar Clough 38-0. That is a second straight shutout for Northwestern. That's a team we'll see in a couple of weeks. Here comes the kickoff again. Fielded by Hastings on the front line. That was like an onside kick, and Hastings recovers the ball here at the 49-yard line.
That was another new guy in there.
I'll tell you what, it's like, who can kick off?
How can
they get a lot of practice?
You guys are college football players. How can you not? It's eye-hand coordination. You got just kick the ball.
Well, I couldn't do it.
You couldn't?
I couldn't.
You could do better than what they are doing. Maybe, just kicking. Everything else is pretty good today.
Maybe it's the pressure.
They're going to need a kicker. They intend to make a run at the national championship.
I agree. Here's Overmiller. He's back out there for Hastings. There's a handoff to Romero Flores. Flores takes the ball across the 45, down to the 40, down to the 39-yard line. Should be enough for a first down. So a burst there by Romero Flores. Yeah, I agree with you, Jimmy. If they're going to make any kind of a run at a national championship, sooner or later, you're going to have to rely on a guy to make a field goal or some extra points.
I remember back 5-6 years ago, they had an All-American kicker up there, first team All-American. His name slips me right now, but he was able to nail her from 50-plus. He was a outstanding kicker, but boy, they need a kicker on their squad.
Here's a Matt Overmiller. He turns and he throws the ball to the far side. It's going to be incomplete. Incomplete pass down there at about the 35-yard line. Trying to get the ball to the tight end, Jordan Wallman, and that was not a very good thrown ball, a very well-thrown ball by Overmiller.
That's
Matt's not having one of his better days.
Well, in Matt's defense, he can't get his feet set. That one there, he was blasted. That was Barry and Andy. No, wait a minute. It was the Gibbs brothers coming in again there. That was the big defensive lineman, Luke Gibbs, knocking Overmiller to the turf.
Here's Matt. He wants to throw the football again. He does, and that one is going to be caught down here by Noah Hausch down at the 20-yard line, and they bring him down there. Point three or four Mustangs right around him. He is brought down here at the 20-yard line. That's a completed pass. That's Zach Schlager, the linebacker, getting back there to bring him down. But that's a completed pass, and now Hastings wants to burn a timeout. Hastings burns a timeout here with 12 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Morningside 56, Hastings 7.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
1230 KHAS.
Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead over Concordia 17-14. They are at halftime today. We'll have a complete scoreboard coming up here with Tyson Irvonik back at the KHAS Sports Studios. We'll have the Area Substance Abuse and Alcohol Prevention Scoreboard Show, plus the Scholar Athlete of the Week during halftime here today. Hastings with 12 seconds to play. It's first down and 10 from the 19. There's a pass thrown into the corner of the end zone. It's going to be incomplete, and a penalty flag goes down. Trying to get the ball to Austin Curley in the corner of the end zone. Contact was made. Chad Berg, the cornerback on that right side for Morningside, got into Austin Curley, and a pass interference call here is going to be ruled on Morningside.
Pass interference, defense, number 24, 15-yard penalty, automatic first down.
So Hastings will have the ball, trying to put some points on the scoreboard here on Morningside, but they're still trailing in the ball game by a big margin, 56-7. Hastings has got the ball down here at the 3-yard line. If you're just joining us, it's been a Morningside show. Lack of a band in student body section has really kind of painted the environment here this afternoon. There's a pass into the corner of the end zone. It's going to be incomplete as they try to throw the fade in the corner of the end zone to Noah Hausch. Yeah, the students are on the break today. Unfortunately, a big ball game today, and the students are not here, and the band is not here. That's why it's been quiet most of the day today here at the Osborne Sports Complex. The other reason is you look on the scoreboard and your home team is trailing 56-7.
There is a decent crowd down in front of us. They just haven't had anything to cheer about all day.
Hastings will go for it here with 5 seconds to go in the second quarter. Overmiller has got the ball again. He fires it into the end zone. It's going to be caught. Does he hang on to it? No. Austin Curley has that one out of his hands. Knocked out of his hands by Chad Berg, the guy who just got nailed for the pass interference call. And now with 1 second to play here in the second quarter, Hastings will try it one more time.
Now we're going to kick.
We're going to kick a field goal. Get some points on the scoreboard here. Last year, Hastings went up to Morningside and got blitzed. We called a timeout with 1 second to play to get 3 points on the board. Hastings lost that ball game 47-3 or something like that. Hastings called a timeout with 1 second to play to get a field goal through the uprights. Here's Hickey's field goal. He misses that one. Boy, when it rains, it pours. Hastings misses on a chip shot field goal for Owain Hickey. Hickey now 4 out of 7 on field goals here this afternoon. The first half comes to an end here. Hey, boy, would I like to be in the locker room today at halftime. Halftime here this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a break with a score of Morningside 56, Hastings College 7. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private 4-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College football here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming is brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Final scores in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Northwestern beat Briarcliff today in an early ball game, 38-0. Northwestern has now pitched two shutouts in a row. That game got started today at 11 in Orange City, and Northwestern goes on to win 38-0. Dakota Wesleyan has the lead over Doan today at halftime, 7-6, as Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead over Doan up in Mitchell. And Trinity Bible College has got the lead over Dort today. I don't even know where Trinity Bible College is at, but they've got the lead over Dort College at halftime. The score is 14-10. The other games going on, Nebraska Wesleyan and Concordia, they were at halftime earlier, and it was 17-14. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead. Now we're at halftime here in Hastings, and the Mustangs putting it to the Broncos here this afternoon, 56-7 at the halftime break.
Halftime numbers brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island. You can find them on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. Well, they are who we thought they were. They are everything is advertised. The number one team in the nation. They are a machine. The only weak link I can see is either they suspended both their kickers or they left them home to study a little harder because their kicking game is awful, but they don't need it when they've got an offense and a defense like they have on the field today. We look at Morningside in the first half of action. They had 22 first downs in the first half. They rushed the football 21 times for 156 yards. That's not where the damage has really taken place. The damage has been on the arm of Ryan Kasdorf. Kasdorf is an impressive 21 of 24 passing for 388 yards and one half of football. He has five touchdowns. His longest pass has gone for 64 yards. That was a touchdown to Devin Thomas. So in total, 45 offensive plays for 544 yards and a half of football. This is a team that comes in averaging 69 points per game, not per half, 663 yards a game, not per half. They are on their way to setting a big, big number here today at Lloyd Wilson Field. Looking at some additional numbers, five penalties for Morningside in the ballgame, 51 yards. Time of possession, which I thought was very important today for Hastings to win to keep this high-powered offense off the field. That's not been the case. Morningside was 17-49 in the ballgame thus far. Third down conversions, they are 1 of 2, and they're 0 of 1 on fourth down conversions. Red zone scoring chances, this is what all teams strive for, to be perfect, and they are 6 of 6 in red zone scoring chances. Individual leaders in this first half, Brandon Wagner, the Iowa Hawkeye transfer, 14 carries, 76 yards. He has three touchdowns on the ground. Tyler Cavan has four carries and 65 yards in the game. Kasdorf has a couple of totes for 12 yards in the game. Receiving the football, Devin Thomas, he is everything that's advertised as well. He has six receptions, 177 yards in the first half, and two touchdowns. Brandon Wager has six receptions, 91 yards out of the backfield. So Wager's having a huge day in all-purpose yards, 167 yards for Wager of all-purpose in this game. Connor Niles has three catches for 38, and Mitch Whitehead has three for 37. Looking on the side of Hastings College, folks, this is a team that averages 533 yards, and we can put some points on the board as well, but they have been pretty much stymied here today. The Broncos just with six first downs in the ball game. They rushed it for what Morningside gives up on average, 42 yards, 15 carries, 42 yards for Hastings. Passing today, Matt Overmiller, a tough day, 7 of 17 passing. He has 113 yards and one touchdowns. The longest pass of 65 yards went to Noah Hausch down to inside the red zone for Morningside. So for Hastings College on 32 offensive plays, only 155 total yards. Look on down the line here. Penalties in the first half, 3 for 40 for Hastings College. Time of possession is 12-11. Third down conversions are 1 of 8. They have not gone for a fourth down try yet, and they are 1 of 2 in red zone chances. Individual leaders in the first half, Ramiro Flores with four carries, 22 yards. Overmiller has five carries and 12 yards, as he's been sacked twice in this ball game. Receiving, Noah Hausch with a couple of catches for 87 yards. Austin Curley, 2 for 11. Jake Fowler has one catch for 6, and Ramiro Flores, one catch for 5 yards. Tackles, Tyler Harris leads the way with 10 total tackles. Eric Wiley with 7. EO, 4 before he went out with that injury, and Kelly McBride has 4. On the side of Morningside, Zach Schluger leads the way there with 9. And Ethan Stoffren has four, Bryce Bostic three, and Jesse Hendricks with three as well. But an impressive performance here at halftime by Steve Ryan's Morningside Mustangs. And the biggest concern, not really the score on the scoreboard, it's the condition of Kinesee Eo that was hauled off on the stretcher and laid pretty much no movement whatsoever. He did get the thumbs up when he went off. We'll hopefully get a word on him before this game is over. But I think you said it before when we was in break. What do you say to your ball club?
56-7 is our score at halftime. Morningside has got the lead. I saw the best kick of the day today. They had a Runza kick contest here at halftime where they pulled a guy from out of the stands to try to hit a 20-yard field goal. And that was the best kick I've seen all day long today. So brighter things are happening here at the Osborne Sports Complex today.
Tell you what, I think the Runza mascot could probably kick better than what we've seen for Morningside. But again, this is a team that is obviously a goal is to win the national championship in the NAIA ranks. And the only thing I see right now is they need a kicker, but everything else is, boy, it's a fine-tuned machine there in Sioux City.
All right, coming up, we've got the area substance abuse and prevention halftime scoreboard show with Tyson Urbanic. We've also got the Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week. We have got the second half coming up. Stay with us. You're listening to Bronco Football on 1230 KHAS.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
It's time now for the Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Find out more at hastings.edu. Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more. Your KHES Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is Hastings College men's soccer player Felix Prossel from Weiden, Germany. Felix is a junior majoring in exercise science with a 4.0 GPA. Now on the field, he has started for the past 2 years for the Hastings College Broncos. He's honorable mention All-Conference in 2013, and so far this season, he scored 2 goals and has 1 assist for the Broncos. Now in the classroom, he is a member of the Dean's List, and during his free time, enjoys working out and listening to music. Again, Felix Prossel, your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week. The Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that.
I grew up in India and then did residency in 3 different countries. I've always wanted to be a doctor, and then while I was in medical school, I saw this 25-year-old woman with 2 little children diagnosed with breast cancer. And it was a life-shattering experience for her and her entire family. Then helping her get through it, that was very challenging and fulfilling to me. Mary Lanning Hospital has everything to offer, bringing the best possible care to the people here in their community. I'm just very happy to be here and to be able to help each and every patient that walks through the door and bring a smile to their faces. I am Shamila Garg, medical oncologist at Morrison Cancer Center.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
This is the Halftime Scoreboard Show, presented by ASAP, Area Substance and Alcohol Abuse Prevention. Call 402-463-0524.
And welcome inside the KHS Radio Sports Studios. Tyson and Veronica with you on what has been a difficult afternoon to listen to for Hastings College football against the number one ranked Morningside Mustangs, and it's been all Morningside this afternoon. It was kind of what we feared going in. 56-7 is your score. Hastings College trails the Morningside Mustangs. It's the Halftime Scoreboard Show, sponsored by ASAP. These letters stand for the Area Substance Abuse and Alcohol Prevention. ASAP partners with local agencies and schools to help change attitudes and raise awareness about the dangers of alcohol and substance abuse. For more information, log on to asap-ne.org. That's asap-ne.org. Well, let's get you caught up on the Great Plains Athletic Conference and the scores going on there. We do have a final score in for you as Nebraska Wesleyan has picked up their second straight shutout in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as they beat the Briarcliff Chargers earlier this afternoon by the score of 38-0. That game kicked off at about 11 o'clock this morning. They had an earlier scheduled start time because of some activities that were going on there. So, again, Northwestern beats Briarcliff 38-0. That is a final score there. Halftime scores in for you. Nebraska Wesleyan leads Concordia by the score of 17-14. They have actually just kicked off the third quarter there. There's about 13 minutes left in the third quarter, but again, Nebraska Wesleyan, the Prairie Wolves leading the Bulldogs of Concordia 17-14. Dakota Wesleyan Tigers, they lead the Doane College Tigers by the score of 7-6. And in a non-conference affair, the Trinity Bible College Lions. And we'll look up some more information on Trinity Bible College as this broadcast goes along, but the Lions of Trinity Bible College lead Dort 14-10. As Mike mentioned, when you schedule a team like Trinity Bible College, you are expected to pick up a W. Let's check out some top 25 action after the break on the Halftime Scoreboard Show, sponsored by ASAP.
Hi, this is Stephanie Creechwill, the Executive Director of ASAP for Adams, Clay, Knuckles, and Webster Counties. ASAP stands for Area Substance and Alcohol Abuse Prevention and is a nonprofit organization. ASAP partners with local agencies and schools to help change attitudes and raise awareness about the dangers of alcohol and substance abuse. We provide information, education, and support to the recovery community. If you would like more information about the services ASAP provides, please contact us at 463-0524 or log on to asap-ne.org.
Well, top 25 action in college football earlier this afternoon. Boomer Sooner, they pick up a win over the Texas Longhorns by the score of 31-26. Oklahoma holding off a late Texas rally en route to that W in Big 12 play. So Oklahoma now 5-1 on the season and ranked 11th in the country. Meanwhile, Georgia has blown out and shut out the Missouri Tigers. Despite not having their running back Todd Gurley, who of course was out in this game, he's undergoing some sort of controversy there involving possible autographs. There's an NCAA investigation going on. But Georgia, without their top Heisman Trophy candidate Todd Gurley, still manages to rack up 34 points, and they beat up on the Missouri Tigers this afternoon in Columbia, Missouri, 34-0 final score there. Florida State, they beat Syracuse by the score of 38-20, and the number one ranked Seminoles continue to roll along. Midway through the third quarter, upset alert, the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets are undefeated on the season and currently trail the Duke Blue Devils in ACC play with 12 minutes and 51 seconds to go. Duke has the football and has the lead. 14-12 is your score there. Oregon, UCLA have just kicked off, as has number 2 versus number 3, Auburn and Mississippi State. That should be a good game in SEC play. A quick glance over to the Big Ten games that have occurred this afternoon. We see a couple final scores in for you. The Minnesota Gophers pick up a 7-point win over Northwestern. They are 2-0 in Big Ten play, 5-1 on the season. Iowa continues to be undefeated in Big Ten play as well. They put a hurtin' on Indiana and win this game 45-29. And Wisconsin defeats Illinois by 10, final score 38-28. Just kicking off, Michigan State against Purdue. And coming up a little bit later tonight, Penn State versus Michigan. Oh, boy. That's coming up a little bit later tonight. Again, Nebraska not playing. They are idle this week, so we'll pick up Husker coverage again next week for you on the Breeze 94.5, but they're idle, so your winners in the Big Ten, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa. Again, recapping top 25 action. Florida State wins. Georgia takes out Missouri. We see Baylor and TCU. They've just kicked off the football now, so plenty of good action going on in Division I football. And the upset alert that we are watching here, Duke versus Georgia Tech. Duke with the 2-point lead. Again, to summarize the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Northwestern picked up the win over Briar Cliff. Nebraska Wesleyan leads Concordia by 3 at the third quarter. Dakota Wesleyan has a 1-point lead over Doan. And Trinity Bible College, a non-conference matchup, has a 4-point lead over the Dort Defenders. And Morningside is rolling over Hastings College here at Lloyd Wilson Field on 1230 KHS, 56-7. We'll get you back out for the second half. And we'll talk with you again after the game on the fifth quarter, get you caught up on all of the final scores. For the 1230 KHS Sports Department, I'm Tyson Nevronic. We'll get you back to second half action from Lloyd Wilson Field. Hastings College in Morningside is coming right up.
The Halftime Scoreboard Show has been brought to you by ASAP, Area Substance and Alcohol Abuse Prevention. Call 402-463-0524. Stay tuned. The second half is coming up on your home and away voice of the Hastings College Broncos, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field at halftime. Morningside with a lead over Hastings College by the score of 56-7. Some housekeeping notes here at halftime. We checked on the condition of Kinesi Eo, who was injured late in the second quarter, or midway through the second quarter for Hastings College. No official word yet from the medical staff down on the field, so we'll still wait for a word, and as soon as we get that, we'll pass it along to you. As far as the Morningside kickers are concerned, Jimmy, we found out during the halftime break that both of their kickers are evidently injured, so what they're doing today, they're auditioning kickers for the rest of the season. So far, I haven't seen anybody out there that's going to really grab the starting spot.
Yeah, there's nobody really that just jumps out and grabs you like, boy, he's going to really be nice to fill in for us.
And as far as the kicker for Hastings, Brandon Bakalu is not kicking today for Hastings. It was just a change on the special teams. Bakalu has kind of struggled as of late, shanking a couple of punts. So they're likewise maybe looking for a different kicker to take them for the rest of the season. So 56-7 is the score here at halftime. Morningside has got the lead. And I think you said it a little while ago during a halftime break. We just kind of got to start this ball game over. It's not like we're going to take all the points off of the scoreboard, but I think as a football team, you just got to play now, Jimmy, to maybe to win a quarter against this team.
Well, you do. You just have to go back to basics, try to get take baby steps. I mean, this is a team that they're not going to lay down, believe me. 56 ain't going to be what the final score for them is going to be. They're going to score some more points in this ball game. That's not who they are, is to take the foot off the accelerator. This is a very gifted team, and I just think you got to take it quarter by quarter. If you're a coach in the halftime, you got to say, fellas, the first half's over. They are who we thought they were. Everything that we have seen on game film, they have done. They can score from anywhere on the field. We just have to regroup, pretend it's nothing, and go out there and try to win this quarter, and we'll see what the Broncos have in store for Morningside here in this second half. It'll be Bakel kicking off, and Devin Thomas, one of the deep guys, back as Morningside will get the football here to start this second half.
Hastings has only stopped Morningside on one occasion. They went for it on fourth down and did not convert. So other than that, Morningside has put points on the scoreboard. They're going to have the ball to begin this second half of play. They drill this ball down to the goal line. They're back to the center of the field. Penalty flags are down. Back to the 10 to the 20-yard line and brought down there.
Go ahead.
Ball is brought back there by Connor Niles of Morningside. And again, we got penalty flags down.
Yeah, going to be a holding call on Morningside. I believe it's going to go against Devin Thomas. Here comes the call.
During the return, illegal block in the back. number 28 of the return team. Halftis is the goal, first down.
Well, you're close.
Well, they could have thrown two flags because Thomas had a hold of one of the Bronco special teams guy and drug him down to the ground. So
Logan Rosenboom is a guy who has whistled for the infraction there. So Morningside will start. This is, I think, the worst field position they have started in all day today as they will start this drive on their own 7-yard line. Morningside moving from our left to our right here in the third quarter. Again, if you're just joining us, it's been all Morningside. 56-7 is the score. The Mustangs have got the lead. Kasdorf stays in there, the quarterback, the number one quarterback for Morningside. Also, their number one running back is in there as well as Weger is out there. There's a running play straight up the gut as Weger takes the ball to about the 9-yard line. So a short pickup of 2 yards in a play there by Brandon Weger. And he had a terrific first half of play against Hastings College in that first half as Weger rushes for a total of 91 yards. There's a pass swung out to the far side as it crosses the 25, 30 to the 35, and he's run out of bounds. They get it out to Devin Thomas, and he's got blazing speed. We've seen it throughout most of the ball game. He picks up the first down and more as he brings it out here to the 37-yard line. Morningside still going with their quick offense here. They're already up to the line of scrimmage. 56 points ain't enough for them. Here's a handoff to Weger. Waits for the hold open. He's across the 35 to the 40, out to the 44-yard line. Weger carrying the ball there for Morningside. Tackle is made in there by Hastings College, and making the stop was Darren Colquitt of the Broncos defense. That's a pickup of 6 yards in the play, second down and four. Morningside quickly up to the line of scrimmage again. They're acting like this is the start of the football game. Again, three wide receivers split out wide to the right side. Weger is in the backfield, and the pistol set here with Ryan Kasdorf, the quarterback. Ryan backs up, surveys the field, throws it. The ball is going to be caught, 40-yard line, and hit down by Tyler Harris at the 35. They get it to their J-back. That's Kendall Linneman coming out of the backfield. Linneman takes it down to the 35-yard line of Hastings, and again, Morningside on the move here in the third quarter. 13 and a half minutes to go in the period.
First down, number 21. They advance the football all the way downfield to the Bronco 35-yard line. That was a gain of 19 yards right down the middle.
Hastings College showing blitz. They're coming with it. Here's a handoff to Weger, and Weger is going to be drugged down at the 30-yard line. But a pickup of 5 yards in a play for Brandon Weger. Quincy Johnson into the stop for the Hastings College defense. First down and 5 yards to go. Nope, it's going to be second down and 5 yards to go. Wally Eo also under the stop there for the Hastings College D. But not before Weger picks up 5 yards in the play. Morningside with the ball at the 30-yard line of Hastings. Opening possession of the second half here this afternoon. Kasdorf waiting. Man comes in motion. Now he stops to the right side of Kasdorf. Here's a pass out here to Thomas. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Puts on the speed there, Jimmy. He just outruns the defense. They got him out here in the flat. Nobody was out here, and he splits a couple of defenders and takes it 30 yards for the touchdown, and Morningside scores on their opening drive of the afternoon.
That is Devin Thomas. Let's see. That's 1-2, third touchdown of the afternoon. He's got catches from 64, 24, that one from 30. Devin Thomas down with 232 yards of receiving on the afternoon. Kasdorf now 463 on the afternoon passing, and yet another PAT, and that one's a much better job. That one is up and through the pipe, so, hey, Coach Ryan, maybe get some notes on that young man. That was right through the middle.
All right, so they convert on a point after touchdown there for Morningside. 12 minutes and 41 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score of Morningside 63, Hastings 7.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Coach Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Morningside starts his second half just like they started the football game today, Jimmy. They took their first possession right downfield and made it look easy. They score in the football game, and it's 63-7.
Well, and it was all on the arm of Kasdorf. They only had 12 yards of rushing as the football in the air here on the kickoff.
Hastings bobbles it, but he brings it back across the 30 onto the 33-yard line. So a short man is Logan Davis, who's out there for Hastings. He returns it back here to the 33-yard line, and Hastings will start first down and 10 in their own territory.
Just real quick, that was just a six-play drive for Morningside, and they had the ball deep in their own possession, but they were passes of 27-19 and a touchdown pass of 30. Kasdorf now with 463 on the afternoon, only four incompletions on 30 pass attempts. How efficient is that?
Here's Matt Overmiller. He backs up. He wants to throw. He throws it down the left sideline. Curley is out here, and he can't make the catch. It ricochets off of his pads at the 35-yard line of Morningside. Back in coverage there was Jesse Hendricks, the safety for the Mustangs, a freshman from Little Rock, Iowa. Tell you what, this defense is good, but they've got a ton of underclassmen. They've got only with three seniors on the defensive line. They got one senior as a linebacker. The rest are freshmen and sophomores.
Great news for everybody in the conference.
Here's a handoff to Romero Flores. Flores brings the ball across the 35 out to the 38-39-yard line before he is brought down there. Romero Flores on the carry. Tackle is made in there by Ethan Stofferson, the middle linebacker for the Mustangs. You can see his knee went down back here at the 37, so a pickup of about 4 yards in a play. Third down and 6 yards to go for Hastings. Broncos moving from our right to our left here in this third period. Trailing in the ball game by a score of 63-7. We're 3 minutes into the second half. Here's Overmiller. A zone read, and Overmiller falls down with the ball. He stuck it into the belly there of Romero Flores, and then pulls out. He was going to run the football, and he trips down at the 35-yard line, a loss in the play. So it's going to bring up a fourth down and 10 situation now for the Broncos.
Broncos now with 47 yards of rushing here this afternoon. This, again, the defense only giving up 42 yards a game, and Hastings College will be punting. Is that Bockel back in the game now?
Yep, Bockel's going to try his luck. It's fourth down and 8 as the ball is sitting at the 35. The guy who had the other down marker was down on the ground tying his shoe over there. So it's fourth down at 8 yards to go. Bockel will get the punt away. There's a much better kick there. Thomas signals for the fair catch. It's way over his head as Bockel is going to knock that one into the end zone. So Bockel just got off. Wow, that was a 65-yard punt by Bockel. When you're sitting on the sidelines for a while, you get your leg charged up. 65-yard punt there by Bockel, but 45 on the net as they bring the ball out of the end zone. And Morningside will have the football back again.
And I'll put the glasses on the Morningside squad here. It's going to be, yep.
It's not time yet. It's only the third quarter.
No, there is a new quarterback in the ball game.
All right, we do have the backup quarterback in there now. It's going to be Caleb Klunder, who's into the ball game now, as he's going to hand the ball away here across the 25 out to the 26-yard line. That's Kavan carrying the ball. So Tyler Kavan is into the ball game. And also Caleb Klunder, he's a 215-pound senior out of Grand Island. Former Islander playing for the Morningside Mustangs here this afternoon. He's in there now calling the signals as Kasdorf's day is probably over. Klunder has got the ball. He's going to run it himself across the 30 to the 35. Breaks outside the numbers to the 40, 45 to the 50-yard line, and he's run out of bounds. Caleb Klunder for the Morningside Mustangs. He has completed 7 out of 13 passes during his time out there this year. 151 yards, 3 touchdowns. And Klunder has rushed the ball a couple of times for Morningside as well. Klunder's got 12 carries and 86 yards coming into the football game here this afternoon. So he's in the control now. Play action pass, throws it to the near side. That's going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball out here to Connor Niles. He threw it over his head. So Kasdorf is probably done. That's probably nothing new to him. He's on the sidelines now here early in the second half.
Well, again, we've talked how impressive in numbers this football team has put up, but their starters have yet to play a full game, let alone three full quarters. We'll get to Kasdorf's unofficial numbers here after this play.
Klunder throws it out here. Here's Lindemann with the ball across the 50 to the Bronco 45 down to the 43-yard line. Tackle is made in there by the Broncos defensively, and making the stop there for Hastings was Jared McDermott, who's into the ball game now for the Hastings College D. That was a pickup of about 9 yards in the play, though. As third down and a yard to go, Morningside with the ball to Hastings College 42, and the Broncos have stopped Morningside only once all afternoon long. Klunder with the ball across the 40 to the 35, breaks outside the numbers down to the 30, and down he goes at the 27-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Jacob Tarr. under. Would have got by Tarr. He would have taken that one into the house for Morningside. 9:50 to play in the third quarter. It's 63-7. Hastings trailing in this contest, and it has not been a contest almost from the word go. Morningside scoring in their first offensive possession here this afternoon, and they have not looked back. Thunder has got two tight ends now into the ball game on a first down and 10 from the 28-yard line. Clunder with the ball as he hands it away. We're going to have an illegal motion call here on the Morningside Mustangs. So an infraction here on Morningside.
False start. Offense, number 77. 5-yard penalty. Still first down.
So now we've got the second teamers in there on the offensive line as well from Morningside. That's Jeremiah Back. Jeremiah Back, who's one of the original starters at right tackle. He's whistled there for the infraction. First down and 15 yards to go. Morningside with the ball. Hand off to Gavan. Gavan sweeping right side, and he's going to be chopped down in the play. Got back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. Darren Colquitt in on the stop there for Hastings. Also getting up was Nathan Willey. It is second down now for Morningside. We're calling second down and 15 yards to go. Ball is sitting at the 32-yard line of the Broncos. Morningside moving from our left to our right, north to south here in quarter number three. They're leading in the ball game by a score of 63-7. There's Clunder with the ball. The former Islander throws it to the near side. It's going to be incomplete. Incomplete, trying to get the ball over here to Niles. Getting a read on the ball and nearly getting the sands on it was Josh Johnson, the cornerback here on this left side. Incomplete pass, and it's now third down and 14 yards to go. One thing we can probably be guaranteed, if they don't make this, they're not going to go for a field goal.
No, that's pretty much a sure thing.
Morningside has got the ball at the 32 of Hastings College as the play is being signaled in off of the far sideline. One final in from the GPAC today. Northwestern has beaten Briarcliff by a score of 38-0. There's a handoff to Kavan. Kavan across the 30, down to the Bronco 25-yard line. Still going to be short of a first down. Johnson in on the stop there for Hastings College. Also coming in to make the stop was Joe Talaki. So now it's going to be a fourth down situation, fourth down and 7. They've got the ball down here at the Hastings College 25. Normally in this position, you'd see teams maybe going for a field goal. Not Morningside. They'll go for the first down and more. They've got the ball in a fourth down situation at the Hastings College 25. Trips set out wide to the left side, two wide receivers to the right, and then they run the quarterback draw across the 25-20. First down and more to the 15, down to the 13-yard line. Clunder takes the ball out of the 13 and the quarterback draw out of the wide set there. And he's got the first down and more. And Morningside is on the move again inside the Bronco red zone at the Hastings College 13.
That is first down number 24 on the afternoon for the Stangs. And they've got the ball in the red zone again. It is down to the 13-yard line.
Kyle Cardell is the wide receiver down to the ball game. Split to the right side. Kavan gets the call inside. The ball's going to be jarred loose. Big pile up here at the 14. I think Morningside is back on top of it. That's the first time we've seen the ball on the carpet today. Kavan fumbles the football, but Morningside comes back up with it at the 14-yard line. So a loss in the play of about a yard. It's going to bring up second down and 11. We got 7 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Hastings College will be on the road next week. We'll be in Fremont to take on Midland University. It'll be a 4 o'clock game time next week. 3 o'clock for the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. Here's a handoff to Kavan. Kavan on the sweep to the right side is knocked down at the 14-yard line. Tyler Harris again into the stop for the Hastings College defense. So now it is third down. Third down for Morningside. They've got the ball to Hastings College 14. Clock is running with 6 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in this third quarter as a play is being signaled again on the far sideline. Bronco football here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Just kind of surveying the scenery there, my man.
Just checking out the far sidelines, kind of looking for some of the starters over there. They pretty much are done. It's like a glorious afternoon for them guys on the sidelines.
There's a pass out to the far side. It's going to be incomplete, trying to get the ball to Tyler Kavan. They might be having a picnic over there. Starters, they don't get a whole lot of playing time here in the second half.
Yeah, Kasdorf probably ain't going to come back in. He's not even got his helmet in his hand over there. So unofficially, 26 of 30 passing today, 463 yards, 5 touchdowns for Kasdorf. And Brandon Weger moves into third all-time on the Morningside rushing charts. He ends with 105 yards. Devin Thomas, he ends the afternoon with 232 yards and four touchdowns.
Plunder again has got the ball. He throws it. It's going to be caught at the two-yard line into the end zone for the touchdown. He throws a touchdown that time to John Oswald. Oswald, the tight end, as he grabs the ball, and he takes it in from 14 yards out on Morningside. Hits pay dirt again.
That one.
6:13 mark.
That one from 14 yards out. The big tight end, he was kind of short arm. That made the reception. Nobody around defensively to lower the boom on him as he walks into the end zone uncontested. And the Broncos have now given up 69 points to PAT pending. That is a big word with the kicking game of Morningside.
And we've got problems before they get the kick away. Some movement on the line that time.
Going to be offsides against Hastings, I believe.
That's a 14-yard touchdown pass thrown from Caleb Clunder to John Oswald. It's going to be offsides on the defense on Hastings. That's going to cost him half of the distance to the goal line. That's probably good news for the extra point kicker here for Morningside. This is a Briar Evans, I think, is the guy that's kicking out there. Ball is down, the kick is up, and that one is a low shank shot. And that one was no good. So the PAT is no good.
That is awful. Oh, my goodness. That didn't even get to the pad on the goalpost.
6 minutes. 6:13 to play. We'll take a break. Morningside 69, Hastings 7.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 6:13 to play here in the third quarter. It's 69-7. Here's the kickoff again, mishandled by the upbacks for Hastings, and the Broncos will cover things up at the 35-yard line.
Just tough to keep composure there. Grown men out there trying to kick the football around, and they're having the most awful time. That was when they went for that point after, folks, that ball did not even get to the – it just barely covered the white paint below the goalpost. That was not even close. I can't believe it. 7 touchdown passes against this Bronco defense. I think 8 is the record, and I believe Hastings College gave up 8 to this Morningside team a few years ago.
Here's Matt Overmiller. He's going to throw the ball down the left sideline. Noah Hausch has got it, and he makes the catch down here at the 28-yard line, and the ball comes loose. The officials say, let's see. I think this is going to be a catcher. The officials coming in, they're going to say Noah Hausch gets the reception down here at the 28-yard line.
38 yards on the pass reception, and Hausch really the only bright spot for the Bronco offense today. Hausch has now 3 receptions, and Noah Hausch on the afternoon with 117 yards. So nice catch there in traffic, and the Broncos got the football inside the 30 of the Stangs.
All right, Hastings College trailing, trying to put some points on the scoreboard. Overmiller with a fake, now throws the ball down in the end zone. It's going to be caught. Did he hang on to it? He did not. That was Austin Curley. He had a step on his defensive back of Morningside. He was open in the end zone. Overmiller got him the ball, but Curley could not come down with it.
Oh, goodness. Curley lines up on the right side. He runs down about the 10-yard line and stops, freezes his defender, and then accelerates. And Overmiller seen him, threw it down there. That should have been a sure 6. That was wide open in the end zone, and it bounces off his chest. When things go bad, they continue to unravel. And, boy, that should have been a sure 6 points there. It brings up a second down. And 10, the ball at the Mustang 27-yard line.
Wide receivers left and right. Here's Overmiller. He's going to run the ball out of the spread set, and he's not going to get too far as he gets the ball to the 26-yard line. A pickup of 1 yard on the play by Matt Overmiller. Tackle is made in there by Ethan Stofferson, the linebacker for Morningside. So still the number one defensive guys, or at least the majority of the number one defense, is in there for the Mustangs. Third down and 8 yards to go. Hastings College with the ball at the 25-yard line of Morningside. Matt Overmiller in the pistol set. Now throws the ball down the left side. That's a Darvante Knight. That one was way overthrown. Darvante inside the 5-yard line, but that one was nowhere close. And now the Broncos looking at fourth down. So So they get the long pass reception by Noah House. But then Hastings can't do anything with the ball, and it's now a fourth down situation. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 69-7. Will go for it here on fourth down at about 8 yards to go from the 25-yard line. Here's Overmiller again. He backs up. He throws it right side. It's going to be incomplete. That one hops to his intended receiver down there, Trevor Bone. And again, a poorly thrown ball there by Matt Overmiller of Hastings. So the Broncos turn the ball over on downs after getting the nice reception down there by Noah House. And it's again, Morningside with the ball down here. They'll take over the 25-yard line. They're looking through the Morningside record books. I'm sure there's going to be some of those records are going to be rewritten here this afternoon.
Yeah, Devin Thomas broke his record was 3 touchdowns in a ball game. He has broken that record here today. Wager has broken his record of passing touchdowns in a game. Be a lot of records broke here today.
There's a handoff for Morningside. They get the ball out to the 30-yard line. Running the football there was Nathan Gilligan. So the third-string tailback, so to speak, is in the ball game now. Nathan Gilligan, he's a 5'9", 185-pound senior from Anderson, California. 42 carries, 251 yards, and 5 touchdowns coming into the football game here this afternoon. And some of these backups, they've got some pretty good numbers because they see plenty of playing time. Second down and 4 yards to go. A pickup of 6 yards on the last play by Nathan Gilligan from Morningside. There's a fake handoff. Klunder has got the ball. A first down across the 35 to the 40, to the 45 to the 50-yard line before he's brought down right there. Klunder moves it to the 50-yard line, maybe inches the ball inside Bronco territory to the 49. Nope, they're going to say his knee went down at the 50, but it's a first down for Morningside.
First down number 26 for Morningside, and they've got the football spotted right out at midfield, right off the top part of that big red H here at Lloyd Wilson Field. That's another nice run there by Klunder of 19 yards. He's had scampers of 22, 14, and now 19 here since he has replaced Kasdorf.
The world-famous Big Red H in the middle of this field. Here's Gilligan again. Now he fumbles the football. It's going to be recovered by Hastings. Broncos recover the football. That's McBride in on the recovery there for Hastings. Gilligan, he fumbles the football, and Hastings gets the first turnover of the afternoon as they pick up a fumble down here, and the Broncos will have the ball at the 42-yard line.
I believe that's the first turnover of the ball game for either team.
So Hastings will get the ball back here. In the third quarter, 3:49 to play, 69-7. Number one ranked Morningside flexing their muscles here this afternoon against Hastings College. It has not been a contest today. Overmiller wants to throw the football. He fakes, and now he runs it, and he slides down after a pickup of 1 yard in the play. He was covered up there by Morningside, and making sure he goes down was Tanner Peterson. Peterson is a 6'1", 235-pound junior out of Schleswig, Iowa. Second down and 9 yards to go. Hastings working from our right to our left here in the third quarter. Wide receiver is going to be split to the left and the right. Two running backs in the backfield now to each side of Matt Overmiller as he waits for the snap here. Noah House has split out to the left side of the formation. He's had a good afternoon. Overmiller looks that way. There's a pass. It's going to be caught by House at the 45-yard line of Morningside and brought down. Brought down back there by the defensive back Xavier Spain. He's a freshman from Lakeland, Florida. A nice pass. That one was delivered right on the money by Overmiller. And Noah House, he's pulling everything in here this afternoon. Noah House gets another reception, another first down for Hastings as they move the ball down to the 43-yard line of Morningside. Two wide receivers to the right. Michael Schumacher, your wide receiver to the left side. Overmiller backs up, throws it into the center of the field. That one is overthrown. A slap pattern across the middle there to the big tight end for Hastings. That was Joe Kanan. And now we got a penalty flag down. Yes, we do.
Joe personal Kanan foul. Falls incomplete. Roughing the passer. Defense, number 92. 15-yard penalty on that first down.
So we have a roughing the passer call on the Morningside. It's going to go on Nate Kronovic. Or Circumvich. Nate Circumvich. Never was good with those foreign names. Circumvich is a hit with the personal foul. So Hastings has the ball at the 28-yard line. There's a throw into the end zone. Noah House, he grabs the ball. Is he in bounce? Yes, he is. Touchdown. Overmiller throws the ball for 28 yards. Noah House grabs it, and a touchdown for Hastings. And I think Noah has just injured himself.
I think he pulled a hamstring. Look at him. He is having a tough time getting off the field. He immediately grabbed down for that right hamstring. I've seen that last week in the NFL action a couple of different times where receivers will extend out to catch a football and pull their hamstring, and that's a nagging injury. So we'll hope that doesn't linger on. But Noah House having an outstanding game here against Morningside.
He's the transfer from Nebraska Kearney as he comes to the sideline now. Here comes the kick for Hastings. It is up. It is good. This is our third kicker that we just got on the squad. This is Nick Gentilini. He's a he's an ex-soccer player. Nick Gentilini. He's into the ball game, and he nails the extra point there for Hastings College. 2:33 to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Morningside 69, Hastings 14.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Dress up your home in time for the holidays during the autumn clearance sale on now at Furniture Direct. Come see the 8-piece living room group, including sofa, love seat, end table, two lamps, and an area rug. On sale now for only $8.99 complete. Try out a comfortable lay-flat recliner, only $3.99. Take 48 months, no interest, subject to credit approval. Hurry in for the autumn clearance sale at Furniture Direct on South Burlington in Hastings behind Sonic and at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Doan has just scored over Dakota Wesleyan on a 99-yard play. And Doan has got a 13-7 advantage now over Dakota Wesleyan. That ball game is being played up in Mitchell here this afternoon. Here comes the kickoff by Hastings. Bockley kicks the ball away. It's fielded there at the goal line by Morningside. Back to the 10, to the 15, to the 20-yard line, and brought down there at about the 21. That's Kyle Cardell bringing the ball back there for Morningside. And Hastings will be back on defense now with a couple of touchdowns on the board today. Now it's 69-14. The Broncos trailing in the contest.
Watching our big playmaker down here in front of us on the training table, obviously pulled that hamstring, getting worked on by the Hastings trainer, so probably out for the rest of this game. But, wow, 169 yards of receiving for House today, and just hauled in a 28-yard touchdown reception. That is Noah's third touchdown on the season.
You just hope that's the type of injury that doesn't nag him for the rest of the season, because we need him. We got more games to play after this one this afternoon. There's a Tyler Cavan carrying the ball for Morningside as he gets a yard or two as he brings it to the center of the field to the 24-yard line. So we've got a second down situation coming up. The offensive coordinator for Hastings, Joe Holdsclaw, is going to come over and check on Mr. House over here on the medical table. He's going to make sure everything's okay. You don't want one of your stars of your offense is putting up big numbers being sent on the sidelines. There's a pass completion out here to the 33-yard line for a first down. They get the ball back outside the numbers, and a pass completion there to Matthew Wright, who's into the ball game now. It's now a first down and 10 for Morningside. They're working from our left to our right. Well, their second teamers look just as good. Here's Cavan, and there's going to be a nice play defensively for Hastings. Rack him up and throw him for a loss. Getting through there for Hastings was Matthew Peelman, I think, as the Broncos defense has got some new guys into the contest as well. And second down and 16 yards to go now for Hastings College, or rather for Morningside against the Hastings College defense. 1:20 to play here in the third quarter. 69-14 is the score. Hastings is trailing here in the ballgame. Morningside scored on their opening possession and haven't looked back. Here's Caban, 35-40, and he is chopped down at the 44-yard line. Be close to another first down. Tackle is made in there by Hastings College. And making the stop for the Broncos was Hayden Jones is into the ballgame now. Jones, a 5-foot, 965-pounder out of Douglas, Colorado. It was enough for a first down. They'll mark it down at the 45. So under a minute to play now here in the third quarter. Morningside looking for their fifth straight win to begin the 2014 season here this afternoon. They're cruising along with their second and third teamers mopping up in this football game here this afternoon. Two wide receivers out to the left. They throw it out there. It's going to be grabbed at the 45 to the 50 inside Bronco territory to the 47-yard line. They throw it out to the Connor Niles. Niles, a freshman out of Sioux City. He picks up about 8 yards into play, second down and two. The second down and two for Morningside as they have worked the ball into Hastings College territory down to the 47-yard line. Morningside is another one of those college teams that call their plays at the line of scrimmage here.
Both quarterbacks have combined today unofficially now for 505 yards. We've just eclipsed the 500-yard mark. We're going to be going to the fourth quarter, but unofficially right now, Morningside is inching towards 800 yards of total offense.
I can tell you who will be at the bottom of the conference as far as the defensive stats are concerned when the new stats are released next week. Three quarters in the books. We'll take a break with a score of Morningside 69, Hastings 14.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 Series Windows and Patio Doors from a brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder that they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series Windows and Doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. BuySquareDeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell here at the Osborne Sports Complex. A long afternoon today, 69-14. Broncos are trailing.
Third quarter numbers brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island. You can find him on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. We'll just get in the pertinent numbers here for Morningside. 38 rushes, 278 yards. Passing, quarterbacks are 28 of 34 this afternoon for 509 yards. So 72 offensive plays, 787 yards of total offense for the Broncos. 43 plays, 241 of total offense. We'll get some individual numbers after this play.
Clunder hands them all away to Kavan. Looks inside, bounces outside, and he is down, and he does not get to the first down stakes. Kavan is brought down here at the 48-yard line, so a loss of about a half a yard in the play. And now we're looking at a third down situation for Morningside. Hastings College, and the stops have been far and in between here in this ball game today. Defensively, as Jimmy mentioned, a ton of yards being put up and 69 points by Morningside. Mustangs will have a third down and three situation here from the Hastings 48. Wide receivers left and right. This is the backup quarterback out there, Clunder. The product out of Grand Island turns and gives the ball away. And, he keeps the ball around the right end. He's got the first down and more across the 45 to the 40, 35, and he's run out of bounds to the 30-yard line. A good job there by Caleb Clunder. He fakes the ball up inside to that back out of his pistol set. He holds it, and he sweeps around the right end, and Clunder takes the ball down to the 29-yard line of Hastings and a first down for the Mustangs.
First down number 33. 33 first downs today for a Morningside. That a scamper of 20 yards around right end. And that that puts Morningside right at about, over 800 yards of total offense this afternoon.
Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side. That's Michael Whitehead is back into the ball game now. Wide receiver goes to the left as well. That's Connor Niles. And the pistol set here for Morningside. First down and 10 from the 29. Handoff again comes up inside. Another new man in the ball game as he goes across the 20 to the 15, and he is chopped down at the 13-yard line. That's Nathan Gilligan back in there now for Steve Ryan and the Mustangs. Another first down for Morningside. They're looking for more. And they put up some 80 points plus on the Nebraska Wesleyan earlier this year. Boy, this place has been like a morgue all day long today. It's just no energy whatsoever in the stands, but Hastings has not really had too much to cheer about here today. First down, 10 yards to go. Ball is at the 14-yard line of Hastings as Clunder comes up again in the pistol set. Clunder has got the ball. He hands it away. Gilligan with the ball. Gilligan takes it down to about the 10-yard line. The Morningside continues to head toward the Hastings College goal. Tackle is made in there by looks like Nick Ferguson, who's into the ball game now for Hastings College. Ferguson gets the stop, a pickup on the play of about 3 yards. Second down and 7. Morningside has got the ball down here at the 11-yard line of Hastings. Broncos on the road next week playing at Midland. It'll be a 4 o'clock ball game up in Fremont. 3 o'clock for the Pepsi pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. Clunder with the ball with Kavan in the backfield. They fake the ball to Kavan. Clunder has got the ball. He's hemmed in. And Clunder goes down here at the 10-yard line. Again, the tackle is made in there. Nick Ferguson making back-to-back tackles here. Ferguson is a product out of Aurora, Colorado, 5'10", 195-pound linebacker. It's now third down and 7 yards to go for Morningside. We're down to 12 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter, 69-14. Morningside has got the lead over Hastings.
That 69 points is right at what Morningside averages per game this season, 69. They came in averaging 663 yards. They'll pad that number. They're over 800 yards of total offense here and looking for more on a 3rd and 7. The ball at the Bronco 11-yard line.
Morningside led at halftime by a score of 56-7. Here's Klunder with the ball. He throws it into the end zone. Touchdown. Made it look easy. A touchdown pass thrown there to Zach Nicky. Zach Nicky gets the touchdown reception there. And Morningside tacks on another 6 points, and it's now three quarters of the way to the century mark. 75-14, Morningside has got the lead. I don't know if the Morningside basketball team scored 75 points against the Broncos this year.
Probably not. Not Billy Gaver's defense. They're stout, but wow, what a performance. 8 touchdown passes. And I believe that ties an all-school record. If I'm not mistaken, Hastings College gave up 8 touchdown passes. I want to think about 5 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. I didn't bring those records along with me, but I know I looked at some of them, and I know at 8 is a real number that I remember.
Nicky is going to try the extra point here for Morningside, and he gets it through the uprights. It is good. Give that man a contract. As Zach Nicky knocks one through the uprights, it is good. Morningside has got the lead now with 11 minutes and 34 seconds to play. In quarter number 4, it's Morningside 76, Hastings 14.
If you need health insurance for you or your family, contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings. Marty can help you sort through your options and get the coverage you need without all the complications. Marty knows health insurance and makes it simple to buy and simple to understand. You'll rest easier knowing you're covered. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth to see how he makes insurance simple. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 11 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 76-14. Morningside has tacked on another score here in this football game. They're going to kick off now. That's going to be a Carter Kiefer, I think, is the guy who's kicking off now for Morningside. Hastings will field it at the 13. That's Darvante Knight bringing the ball down the left side across the 25 to the 30, and he's going to be snowed under here at the 32-yard line. Bronco football here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Jason Gaines into the ball game now for Hastings College in relief of Matt Overmiller. Gaines throws it across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball to Trevor Bone. Bone was double covered out here at amount to 43. Incomplete pass by Jason Gaines.
Well, with the help of my little friend back at the studios, we have come up with the NAIA record of total offense in a game is 914 total yards. The reason we are looking at this, because unofficially right now, Morningside has 828 yards of total offense, 86 more, 87 to break the NAIA total offense record in a game.
Jason Gaines backs up now for Hastings, throws it to the far side. It's going to be incomplete, trying to get it to Jacob Reynoso. So incomplete pass, third down and 10 yards to go. Jason Gaines is 3 of 4 on the season coming into this football game today, 89 yards and a touchdown. Gaines has also rushed 5 times for 20 yards for Hastings in his mop-up performances for the Broncos so far this season. So Matt's day is evidently over now for Hastings College, and Jason Gaines is out there for Hastings at quarterback, third down and 10 yards to go. Gaines has got the ball, backs up. Here comes the pressure. Gaines gets away, got a lot of running room, 30, 35, and he's going to be chopped down here at the 38-yard line. He's going to be short of a first down. Stops short of a first down, so Hastings looking at a fourth down situation. Fourth down at about 5 yards to go, and they'll have to punt the football away.
Mike, some other numbers looking here. Morningside has had over 600 yards of total offense in 17 times since 2009 season. They put 729 up against Nebraska Wesleyan earlier this year, and they have scored 50 or more points in 31 games. 31 games of 50 or more points since 2007. An absolute scoring machine.
Here's Bacco punting the ball downfield. Morningside gets away from it, and the Broncos are going to be down there to down the football to 25. That was Connor Niles back deep for Morningside. Well, if they're going to break the NAIA total offense record, it's not going to be on this drive.
No, I was just curious to see where that punt ended up because they need 86 to tie, 87 to break. And they'll have the nose of the football setting at the 25-yard line. But 10:30 left to go in the fourth quarter. A lot of time for this scoring explosion to put some more points on the board.
You don't like to get into record books on that side of the ball either.
No.
The most total yards given up on defense. Hastings in dire need of some stops here on defense. First down and 10 yards to go. Here they're going to hand the ball away. That's going to be Clunder. He stays in there at quarterback, and we're going to see some new guys, but that's a Gilligan who carries the ball there. Gilligan, he's been in there on and off for Morningside today. He goes straight ahead for a yard for the 26-yard line. Second down and 9 yards to go. Been a long, long afternoon here for Hastings College today. Morningside got into the scoreboard early in this contest, and they have not looked back. They built a big halftime lead. In fact, Morningside scored a minute and 54 seconds into the game. First time they touched the ball, they threw a 64-yard touchdown this afternoon. They have not looked back. There's a first down and more across the 45 to the 50 to the 49-yard line of Hastings. Gilligan running the ball. Nathan Gilligan, a product out of Anderson, California, got the first down and more as he takes it down to the 49-yard line of Hastings. Just, 6 minutes into the ball game, Morningside had their second touchdown, so you can tell it's been a long afternoon. Morningside got it to a 20-0 lead before Hastings finally got on the scoreboard in the second quarter to make it 20-7, but now it's 76-14 as this one has gone well out of hand this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's a Clunder in the pistol set. Wide receivers to the left and to the right. Morningside still looking for more. This is a team that's got their sights set on the national championship here this year. This will be a pretty good bet they can make a run in the playoffs this year. There's a handoff straight up the pipe. That's another running back in there. It's going to be Logan Rosenboom. That runs the football there up inside. Rosenboom carrying the ball. Takes it down to about the 42-yard line. So a pickup of 8 yards in the play by Roseboom as he takes it straight up the pipe there against the Bronco D. 8:50 left in the ball game.
Well, and Clunder, the backup quarterback, he's thrown for 2 touchdowns since he's come in to spell Kasdorf after a huge afternoon. And again, you know, they've run up a lot of points. Everybody says you need to pull your starters out. Well, they do. It's just that's how good the second and third teamers are for this Morningside team.
Yeah, I don't see too many starters out there right now for Steve Ryan and the Morningside Mustangs, but you got to run your offense, and that's what they're doing. Here's Gilligan with the ball. He slips outside across the 40 to the 35. Penalty flags are going to go down as Gilligan goes down at the 35. So there's a penalty flag out there.
Holding offense, number 56, 10-yard penalty. Replay second down.
So another holding call. Morningside's been hit by several of those penalties today. They're going to mark this baby off. Yeah, Morningside is not running up the score, Jimmy. That's not what we're saying here. Morningside is just that good. You still got to run your offense, and that's what they're doing. Even when they throw the football, that's this Morningside.
Well, you've got to get your second and third teamers in rhythm because if somebody would go down in front of you, all coaches say next man up. So that'd be you, and you have to know exactly what's going on. You got to know your role. We know that in the radio biz. You got to know your role.
Well, like my old buddy Steve Verton used to say, if you don't like getting beat this bad, play better. You know, play better. Here's a handoff again to Gilligan. He's at the 50-yard line, moves it down to the 45, still on his feet down to the 40-yard line. He'll have enough for perhaps a first down down there. Gilligan takes the ball down there. Tackle is made by Hastings College. Coming up to make the stop is going to be Dylan Hill, but that's a first down there by Nathan Gilligan.
Gilligan with a great tough run. He was hit 3 or 4 times before he got past a 5-yard gain, and then a third, fourth, fifth effort. Again, you talk about don't want to get beat that, you know, bad play better. You need to tackle better. That was awful. Hastings College defense, so sloppy job out there. That was a 12-yard gain. First down number 36. We've got to be getting close to some sort of first down record.
You like records,
don't you? As well. That is my role.
You got.
I know my
role.
In your color, man. You dig up all the stuff that play-by-play man doesn't have time for in the week.
A record machine, I'll tell you. A record machine. It is first down and 10 for Morningside. They've got the ball at the Hastings College 39-yard line. Two wide receivers split out to the left side of the formation in the pistol set. Clunder gives the ball away to Gilligan. 35 down to the 30, keeps his head down, drives his way down to the 29-yard line. So another first down for Morningside as Gilligan takes the ball right up in the pipe there on the Bronco defense. Tackle is made in there by Josh Johnson of the Broncos. Hastings still with several of their first-team defenses out there, and that's not good because the second and third teamers of Morningside running through the Bronco D here late in the fourth quarter.
Well, they've been through, if I'm not mistaken, they're down to their fourth string running back right now, taking handoffs, and he's just running wild across this Bronco defense.
And then we got to Logan Roseboom back in there for Morningside, number 28. And he becomes the fourth man out there for the Mustangs today. Here's Klunder with the ball. He turns, hands the ball away to Roseboom. Roseboom to the 25, still on his feet, down to the Bronco 20-yard line before he is brought down. So Roseboom takes the ball down to the 20. Tackle is made in there by Hastings College, and making the stop there is going to be Wesley Jardim, who's into the ball game now for Hastings College. So it is second down and about 2 yards to go. 6:05 to play. Clock is running. Morningside with a lead over Hastings by the score of 76-14. And Morningside looking for more as they're approaching the red zone of the Broncos here this afternoon. They've made a living down here.
Boy, look at the red zone scoring chances. Again, we talked about that at half. Morningside is perfect. 7 of 7 here this afternoon.
Here's a Klunder with the ball. He turns, gives it away. That's Roseboom with the ball. Spins at the 15 to the 10-yard line. Still on his feet, down to the 6 before he's finally brought down. Dylan Hill is in on the stop for Hastings, but Roseboom takes the ball down there for Morningside. They've got the ball down here at about the 6-yard line. And with a touchdown here, they would go over 80 points against this Bronco defense here this afternoon.
Well, and they scored 83 against Nebraska Wesleyan earlier this season. So Nebraska Wesleyan, the Prairie Wolves, they know what it's like. Boy, and again, just sloppy tackling there. Now the Morningside in the fourth quarter have 11 carries for 118 yards in this ball game, and Morningside trying to use up as much time as they can here. They just want to get in the showers and head back to Sioux City.
And we'll help them on the bus. Here's a Klunder. He's going to hand the ball away again to Roseboom. This time he slips down as he tried to make a cut there at the 6-yard line. His feet came out from under him. He goes down at the 6. So it's going to bring up a second down and goal situation. So Morningside is going to win their 11th straight game over Hastings College. And it's been a long, long dry spell against one of the better teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, the Morningside Mustangs. Of course, everybody's getting beat by Morningside. This is not a shame for Hastings College because they have drilled just about everybody. Well, they have. Not just about. They have drilled everybody they've played this year.
They play. I looked on the schedule coming up. They do have a game against Northwestern. That game is in Sioux City. That will be a dandy. That is a couple of the top-notch teams in the GPAC conference.
It is a second down and goal now for Morningside down here at the Hastings College 6. Roseboom again with the ball. He's going to be met in the backfield. He's thrown for actually a yard loss. Getting through there for Hastings College into play was Austin Bogner, who had a good ball game last week up at Briar Cliff. Bogner had, well, he was at the top of the tackle charts last week for Hastings. He makes a stop there for the Broncos. A loss in a play of a yard, and it's now third down and goal from the 8-yard line of Hastings. And Morningside is, they're using as much time off of the play clock as they can here. As they look to the far sideline, we're down to 17 seconds, and they're nowhere near close to running a play here as they come up to the line of scrimmage. Here's Klunder. He looks over the defense of Hastings on his third down and goal situation from about the 8-yard line. Klunder hands the ball away to Gilligan. Gilligan is at the 5-yard line, down to about the 4. So Gilligan gets half of that back to the 4-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Josh Johnson of Hastings. That's going to bring up a fourth down situation, fourth down and goal from about the 5.5-yard line. You can't tell these third and fourth teamers not to score. Heck, they want to get into the end zone, too. They want a part of the party.
They do. Just monitoring the numbers here, right around the 900 yards of total offense. I don't know that I've ever said that in a game that we have done over all the years in that much offense. Usually two teams are good to get 900, but wow, what a show today.
Here's a fourth down. Here's Klunder. He fakes the ball up inside. Klunder takes it around the right end. Klunder reaches out for the goal line. Does he get there? He does not. Hastings College with the ball at the goal line. Klunder fakes it up inside, took it around the right end. He did not get to the goal line. And Hastings will have the footballs. They're backed up against their own end zone.
Well, needed 5, and he got 4. And Hastings College stops and eliminates 80 points on the scoreboard.
He needed Bronco 5, and he got about 4.75.
Yeah,
the back of the football is right at the goal line.
That's in the goal line. Broncos will take over here with just 2:38 left to go in this ball game.
Jason Gaines comes back out here for Hastings. He will quarterback. So So Jason Gaines stands about 7 yards deep in his own end zone as they hand the ball away, and Hastings gets away from the goal line across the 5 out to about the 9-yard line. So a nice pickoff on the inside handoff there. We're going to have some new guys into the ball game as well. That's going to be Romero Flores, who's checked back into the ball game for Hastings. And we've got a down Mustang down there. We got also a foul on Hastings. Keith Winger is the guy who is down from Morningside. He's slow in getting up. That's half of the distance to the goal line. You can't get it much closer to the goal line.
They moved it like 2 inches.
Not even that. They moved it. They just kind of inched her back there. So the back of the football is sitting right at the goal line for Hastings. Here's another handoff for Miro Flores. He comes up about the 4, and he gets crushed. He gets crushed at the 4-yard line. Tackle is made in there by, let's see, it's going to be Terrence Kinzer, who's into the ball game now. Terrence Kinzer is into the ball game as a defensive back, and the coaches beside us are packing up. They're going home, packing up the gear. The coaches of Morningside occupying the booth right beside us here at the Osborne Sports Complex this afternoon. Jason Gaines waiting here on second down and 6 yards to go. The nose of the football right at the 4-yard line. That's the Hastings 4. Broncos 96 yards away from pay dirt. There's a pitch play. Romero Flores. Romero brings it, gets it back to the line of scrimmage. Gets it to the 4-yard line where he is buried again by the Morningside defense. They're still playing out there. The tackle is made in there by Keith Winger. Winger, the freshman linebacker from Lenexa, Kansas. A minute and 25 seconds to play now here in the fourth quarter. Morningside will go to 5-0 after this one, 4-0 in the conference. Hastings will drop to 3-3 on the season, 2-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Broncos on the road next Saturday playing in Fremont against Midland. On the air with a Pepsi pregame show at 3 o'clock next week. It'll be a 4 o'clock kickoff, a little bit later start than we normally see because of some activities up in Fremont next week. There's a handoff. Flores gets the ball to the 5-yard line. A little thinny gain there as Flores is knocked down in the play. Tackle is made in there by number 8. That's going to be Zach Schlager, who's still in the ball game for some reason for Morningside. It's going to bring up a fourth down situation. Fourth down for Hastings and 5 yards to go. Broncos will have to punt. And into the contest will be Brandon Bockel. He'll be backed up right to the end of the end zone here. As the line of scrimmage is sitting at the 7-yard line of Hastings. Bockel waiting for the snap. Takes it on the hop. No pressure from Morningside. Good kick. It's going to bounce here at the 50-yard line. Takes a Hastings bounce across the 45. Still on a roll down to the 41-yard line. So Bockel, after sitting on the sidelines for a while, Jimmy, has actually kicked the ball pretty well here as of, well, I guess he was in the second half for the most part today.
Yeah, that was a low snap. Had to field that down like a shortstop and then got off a nice spiraling kick into a light breeze here out of the south-southeast. And punt returner for Morningside just wisely gets away from it, bounces all the way down to the 41-yard line. And checking the starters coming out, or not the starters, but the players coming out for Steve Ryan here. And they'll be in victory formation, and they will take the bus ride back to Sioux City. They will be 5-0 after
all
this
right.
game.
Plunder's just going to take a knee, and that's going to be the ball game. It's going to end up right here at 76-14. Hastings College is going to drop one here this afternoon to the Morningside Mustangs on a rough afternoon for Hastings College here today. Broncos thought maybe they had a chance to give Morningside a run for their money, but I think Morningside much better than maybe even we saw in film all week long. Morningside, a very good football team, and I'll tell you what, they'll be playing well into the fall this year. This is a team that possibly could make a run at the NAIA National Championship here in 2014. So it was a 76-14 ball game. Hastings College drops one here this afternoon to number one ranked Morningside. We'll be back with a recap after this.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign.
Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, a long afternoon here today as Morningside knocks off Hastings College, final score of 76-14 in the football game today. Some other scores in a final score: Northwestern beat Briarcliff today by a score of 38-0. The other games are in the fourth quarter.